It's time for Middletown Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, the Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, the Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
And welcome out to Middletown's War Memorial Field for week four of the 2016 high school football season. And we've got a pair of undefeated teams here tonight. Middletown at 3-0 on the year. They will take on the East Pennsboro Panthers, a 3-0 team so far this year. And, John, we were over at East Pennsboro last year, the final game of the season for Middletown, the first-round playoff game in what was then AAA. And this East Pennsboro team really took it to Middletown, so a little bit of a score to settle this year for this Middletown team. Final score last year was 42-20.
We've got two big games tonight, this one and CD at Carlisle on WMSSFM.com, the other stream on the TuneIn app and WMSSFM.com. They are both here on WMSS. You mentioned last week, and the guy that they've got to look after, the guy that that's going to run is Neely. Can they shut him down? Can they hold him, bend but don't break? And that's going to be the big question mark tonight with them.
Yeah, last year, Onassis Neely ran for 250 yards and four touchdowns in that East Pennsboro victory. We'll take time out when we come back. Our Brian Kaiser will talk to Brett Myers, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Middletown and East Pennsboro back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head football coach Brett Myers. Coach, 3-0 start to start the season. You had a couple of easy wins, at least on the scoreboard, the last couple of weeks. But is the team where you want them to be right now at this point in the season? Have you seen what you're expecting to see going into this big game?
Well, you know, we constantly talk to our kids about not worrying about the scoreboard, but worry about how they play, you know, worry about the next play. And I think this group's done a really good job of focusing on improving, you know, practice to practice, play to play, game to game. And, you know, I don't know if we're where we want to be, but we're definitely improving. And, you know, that's all we can ask of our kids.
You have to be pleased, too, with such a big game on the horizon for the team. The last 2 weeks, games on paper that probably were not what you would expect to be difficult games, at least on paper. They were able to focus in. What does that say about your team?
You know, I mean, it says we have really, really good leadership in our seniors. You know, our captains, Stetler and Landis and Griffin, you know, they do a great job. But it's also a total group. You know, we don't just rely on those three. Those guys rely on the rest of their teammates, and you know, like Graham and Maxwell and Snavely and all the seniors, they do a great job of keeping everybody focused play to play and day to day.
Are you seeing depth starting to develop on this team with a lot of maybe competition, especially in practice and things like that, to keep everyone not just fresh but also on their guard for potentially losing snaps?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we go out of our way to try to compete every week, and you know, we try to evaluate our players, because in the end, you know, it is a competitive game, and with the numbers we have this year, we're blessed in having competition every day, and you know, it's a nice thing to see, and it's enjoyable for the players also.
It's an East Pennsboro team that a year ago knocked you out of the playoffs, and this team obviously remembers it with so many players back from that team. Have you seen a difference at all coming into this week in intensity from this team in practice just because of what might be on the line and what they remember?
Not really. I mean, I mentioned earlier all the senior leadership. Those guys have done a great job from day one of setting the standard for focus on our team and expectations that they have of themselves and their teammates. And not much has been changed intensity-wise, but, you know, it's been pretty intense all season, so they're doing a great job.
What's the difference, though, on the field now for your team where last year it didn't go well? What's the idea where you think that this is going to be a lot different?
Well, you know, anytime you get to compete against a program with as many talented players as East Pennsboro, it's a good experience. Now, it didn't end the way we wanted to last year, but, you know, our players now have a little better understanding of the speed and the level of physicality that was involved in the game, and I think they're a little bit more prepared for it.
Let's talk each side of the ball. What do you think the key to each side of the ball is going to be? So offensively, what does your team have to do to be successful tonight?
Well, you know, just like any other game, we got to make sure that we play a clean game. We don't, you know, turn the ball over and we don't have penalties. And if we block well, we'll be successful in offense.
On the defensive side of the ball, with a team with as much speed, what do you need to do?
We need to run to the ball. You know, I mean, no one guy is going to be able to stop their running attack by himself. But, you know, with 11 guys that have pretty good speed and understand angles, you know, we should be able to do some things there if we run to the ball and we're focused on reading our keys.
Is this a bigger game than any of the other ones that you've played so far this year?
Well, it's our next game, and, you know, every time you win a couple games, every game becomes a little bigger. And, you know, if we're lucky enough to be successful tonight, next week will be even larger because of what happened the week before. And, you know, so, yeah, it's a little bigger, but that's because it's the next game.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Brian.
That is Middletown head football coach Brett Myers. Back with more after this here on the pregame show on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home. where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With Kids in Mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With Kids in Mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
And welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. We are on the pregame show. Middletown taking on East Pennsboro here tonight. A battle of 3-0 teams. And again, as John mentioned earlier, we have another battle of unbeaten teams. That being Central Dauphin at Carlisle. That on our alternate stream on the TuneIn app or on the alternate stream at WMSSFM.com. As the Raiders take the field here through a smokescreen over there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a payback for the fireworks we had last year at East Pennsboro. I'm not sure.
That's about it. At least the wind's blowing slightly to the south end, so it's going to blow out of here and not cross the field and delay anything. I think it's also Fink Elementary night, so you got a bunch of Fink students and parents down there. And the student section is starting to get a little bit bigger over to our left. And a lot of standing to our right down in the end zone. And the stands right here in front of us, so... Good crowd on hand.
Should be a good crowd. Again, a pair of unbeaten teams. And when you look at this game, obviously for Middletown defensively, you got to zero in on number 12, and that is Onassis Neely, a guy that ran for 250 yards in the game last year, had four touchdowns. And basically East Pennsboro put that game away early. From what I can remember, I believe it was a mercy rule game, was it not? Middletown scored late.
That I don't remember.
I can't remember that either, but regardless, it was pretty much a blowout win for East Pennsboro. Middletown did not, they didn't have a chance once that game got underway last year.
Well, and they graduated some guys. Middletown got most of its guys back. And, and East Penn is a 4A team now. Mm-hmm. Middletown a 3A team. So big benefits for Middletown if they can win this. And they won't even face East Pennsboro if they even would make the playoffs again. And we're going to step out when we come back. It's kickoff. Middletown and East Pennsboro back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-97.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to War Memorial Field in Middletown. The Blue Raiders and the Panthers getting set to do battle here in this unbeaten clash. East Pennsboro has won the toss. They deferred. Middletown will receive the opening kickoff here tonight.
Under the lights at War Memorial Field, good weather all week long. These teams able to get some good practices in, and everything holding up tonight. What are we talking about game time temperature right now? 82 degrees here in Middletown. So as the sun sets to the west, still pretty warm out there. Got to stay hydrated. I see some guys cramping up during this game at some point. We are set for some good football. Middletown's been looking forward to this since last year, losing up at East Pennsboro. But Coach Brett Myers keeping them focused, knowing they've got to take it one game at a time. And they've been able to pretty much annihilate the last two teams. An early sluggish start against Lower Dolphin, and then they turned it on against the Falcons in week one.
Robert Kopp to kick it off. East Pennsboro kicking it off from left to right here at 91.1 on your FM dial. Brady Fox is the deep man. It's going to be a squibber, though. He'll be taken at the 33-yard line and up past the 40-yard line. And that was Malik Noon who grabbed it for the Raiders.
Good hands. A nice bounce right to him. Didn't panic, and he didn't fall down. He's a wide receiver. He wants to maybe get a little run, but he double-handed over top of it, kept the arms, protected it, ran right through the pile, and gave him good field position to start. And this is the problem teams are going to face this season when they don't want to kick off or punt to Middletown. They're going to suffer yardage-wise, and Raiders starting out here at their own 42.
Samuel starting a shotgun, a wing and slot to the left side, wide right. Fox comes in motion. From left to right, he'll get the give. It's a jet sweep, cuts back the line of scrimmage, 45, and he is gang tackled right around the 44-yard line. Looks like about 2 yards on the first play of the game for Brady Fox.
Turnovers are going to be a big key here tonight. Both teams, I'm sure, are told, you know, hold that ball tight because both defenses are going to take some good swipes at it as they're tackling you.
He's brought down at the 45-yard line where it'll be.
And they actually mark him at the 45-yard line, so it is, well, it's 2nd and 8. Snavely, high snap, gets the handoff off to Thompson. He's got a first down, 40, 35, tackled there on the 35-yard line, a gain of 20. Snavely did a great job of pulling that high snap down and getting the handoff off to Thompson somehow unscathed.
Well, you figure he got enough practice last year at pulling high snaps down. Yeah, and that one came back as a rocket. He jumped up, pulled it straight down, got it to Thompson, a big hole up the middle. Maybe that half second gave him that extra time to get open.
Play fake to Fox. Snavely going to throw across the middle. Caught. Mills, 23-yard line, tackled across the 20-yard line to the 19, a gain of 16 yards, and a first down for Middletown.
They sent Hughes on the deeper pattern. Mills came across from left to right. Snavely, I'll tell you, watching him in warm-ups, just so accurate with his throws. And right there, a nice one. Mills able to get right under it and get a few extra yards after the catch.
First down and 10 for Middletown at the East Pennsboro 19-yard line. First drive of the game. Wideouts to either side. Actually, slot to the left side. Now Stettler in motion. It's going to be a counter give. Thompson going back to the right, trying to get to the edge, and he will be thrown out of bounds right around the 11-yard line
number
for a game of three.
Counter give had players going different directions. Kind of got a little tangled up back there. May have been Mayerski, I'm not sure, who kind of got in his way going the opposite direction. They've been switching Mayerski on and off there. And they put Brady Fox back in. They'll line him up way wide to the left.
Sorry, I said the 11. It's actually the 16-yard line. Second down and 7. Slot left, wide right. Snavely takes a snap. Going to throw out in the flats. Mills picks up a block from Fox, and he gets inside the 10-yard line to the 9.
They set that up just for that. The furthest wide out to the left was Fox. He cut to the slant. The catch then by Mills. It's a little block and able to pick up some extra yardage. Now you've got the first and goal.
First and goal. Ball is on the 8-yard line. Wide left and right. Snavely. Fox beside him. It's going to be a quick throw. The out that is caught and into the end zone goes Trey Leach, but we've got a flag thrown right where the pass was caught at the 5-yard line.
Question is, are they going to call interference against Hughes, or will it be just a holding against East Pennsboro?
It's a hold against Middletown.
The penalty is holding against Middletown.
They don't like how Hughes went out there, kind of jettisoned off the defensive back. I didn't see the hold. I could see just the push-off. But that's all right. Once that ball's caught, you're blocking.
So a 10-yard penalty from the spot. So first and goal from the 15. Stettler, quick pass out to Fox in the flats on the left side. Dukes gets around another man at the 10-yard line and down to the 4-yard line.
He should be on Dancing with the Stars. Two moves, both times faking left, throwing the hip, throwing the defender past him, and then cutting back to the right side two different times. Now, look, we're seeing that out of him. We're going to see that out of Neely as well from East Pennsboro.
Second and goal from the 4. Leach is way wide, but it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. Fox finds his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Middletown. 6-0 Raiders on a 4-yard touchdown run by Brady Fox.
Strong run by Fox. Great job once again by the line, pushing back that defensive line and moving them, giving them enough room to just kind of bust through the hole. Then he got hit and still just powered his way and plowed in. I like this start. Coming right at the Panthers.
Joe Cuneo in for the extra point attempt out of the hold of Snavely. Snap, hold, kick is no good. Missed it to the right. So we'll take timeout. 8:57 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 6, East Pennsboro nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
And welcome back. Middletown leading 6-0 on an 8-play, 57-yard drive, 2 minutes 59 seconds off the clock. Brady Fox's 4-yard touchdown run are the 6 points in the game. Squibb kick down the middle. Going to be taken by one of the up men for East Pennsboro. That is going to be Robert Kopp. And they will start at the 34-yard line.
All right, so now we're going to see this dominating offense of Onassis Neely, what he can do. I was talking to assistant coach Bobby Pelletier before the game down on the field. He said, you know what he reminds me of? Because he reminds me of Ricky Waters. Not as fast, but that style of run that we used to see out of Ricky Waters, who played for McDevitt and, of course, Notre Dame.
Peyton Morris is the quarterback. Play fake on first down. He'll pass it out, and it's going to be bobbled around and finally caught by Adam Orr out at the 45-yard line.
We do have a flag, but to show you how bad the coverage was, no one close to Orr, he was bobbling that for a few steps, and no one was able to hit him, but an ineligible receiver downfield luckily saves this reception defensively for the Raiders, but they've got to get tight on that receiver.
The penalty is against East Pennsboro.
So, as you said, an ineligible receiver downfield. That's going to be a five-yard penalty. Should still be first down for the Panthers. It'll be first and 15.
East Penn, coached by Todd Studer. 20 seasons coaching.
First 15, slot left, wide right. Neely is in the backfield. He'll get the give, running to the right side. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Has five, has 10 before being pushed out of bounds around the 40-yard line.
I thought LaRon Woody had him back there, but he's able to bounce off of him, and then Mills came over as well to try to help, but this is what we're going to see. Now, this guy's going to get his yardage tonight. There's no doubt about it. It's going to have to be probably a bend, but don't break running defense against him.
69 carries, 605 yards, and 9 touchdowns in 3 weeks. That's like 8.8 yards a carry. He'll get the give here on second and five. He lost the football. It's on the turf. It all depends on who's back at the bottom of the pile there. I think Neely had the best shot at getting it back. And it is going to be Neely who comes up with the football.
Yeah, he got hit, kind of spun back a little bit, and then that ball came popping out. But hopefully that's a result of some good hard hitting from the Raiders, starting to get it in his mind that he's going to get popped, he's going to get hit, he's going to have to hold on tight. Don't worry more about that.
It's now third down and five. Three receivers to the left. Neely's the sidecar in the backfield. Now he'll go out into the flat. It's going to be a quick pass. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage. It falls incomplete. Fourth down, and East Pennsboro will have to punt the football away.
Good pressure by the Blue Raiders. He had to get rid of that. Middletown was all over those three on that left side, guarding against his run.
So Mills is back to receive the punt. Pennsboro's punt formation, they line up with four wide. It's going to be Kopp, and it's almost blocked, but Kopp gets a nice kick out. Mills is going to field it in traffic. And gets away from the tacklers at the 35, the 40, midfield, one man to beat, gets by him, he's gone. Tyre Mills catches that punt in a ton of traffic at the 25-yard line. A very dangerous play. We've got a flag down at the 37-yard line, so this might come back. But
I don't know how, because there was only one blocker down here, and he really didn't block anyone. There should not be a block in the back, but they're bringing it back. Oh, crowd's not going to like this.
The penalty is a block in the back against Middletown.
Well, Coach Myers doesn't seem to be arguing or yelling at him, so he must have seen it too. This is what Mills likes to do. He wants that ball on the punt returns. That's why they usually punt away from him. There, he should have. I was looking for him to wave the arm and just call for a fair catch, but he was not afraid to take it in traffic, and he focused on the ball. He got the ball, broke that first tackle, and then it was, hey, let's take it outside and start hitting the blocks.
It's almost as if Pennsboro was a little tentative on the tackle.
Yes.
And here it's a first and 10 for Middletown at the East Pennsboro 48-yard line. Leach comes in motion to the left side, and we have got a flag as somebody from East Pennsboro jumped over.
Yeah, who was that? Tyler Radaball.
The ball moved to the 43-yard line, where it will remain first down.
So that'll move it five more.
Five more, or 5 yards. Means it is a first and five for Middletown at the 43 of East Pennsboro. Wide out to both sides. Fox is in the backfield with Snavely, the quarterback. Snavely takes a snap, handoff Nope, it's going to be a play action. Quick pass out to Noon. Crossing route from the tight end position. He's going to be tackled around the 30, maybe the 29-yard line. And a first down for Middletown, a gain of 14 yards.
Yeah, keep in mind, I believe it's Nick Nugent who is out for East Pennsboro. He plays in the secondary. He's also a wide receiver, 6'2 senior, but I believe he may have some concussion issues going on, sitting this game out. There's a little tentative at getting Chris Plummer in there now. He'll line up over on the slot.
Slot right, wide left. Handoff goes to Fox, and he's going to be hit in the backfield. Looks like he lost maybe a yard. It almost looked like that handoff was a little behind him.
A little bit. He almost lost the football. In fact, I think Snavely was looking to just be turned and kind of looked like he was ready to lunge and dive back down the ground because he thought maybe that ball had popped out, but Brady somehow was able to hone it back in.
Second and 11 at the 30. Quick pass. On the quick slant, that is caught inside the 20-yard line, and that is Hughes on the catch.
Nice job by Hughes. A little slant. You've got to make sure you're in front of that defender so that ball doesn't get picked off by a defender making a nice read, stepping in front and taking it the distance. He stayed in front. Snavely knew right where to put it, and he kept it a safe play and a first down.
First down of the 19-yard line. Thompson in the backfield. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and we have got a timeout taken by Middletown. We'll step out as well. 5:56 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 6, East Pennsboro nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Middletown has a first and 10 following the timeout. The Raiders lead here 6-0. First and 10 at the East Pennsboro 19-yard line. Fox starts out to the left, now comes back into the backfield. Slot right, wide left is Mills. Snavely from the shotgun takes the snap. Handoff, Fox going left, now cuts up 20, 15, 10, cuts back 5, touchdown, Middletown, second touchdown run of the game by Brady Fox, this of 19 yards, and it is 12-0 Raiders.
Once again, those nice little moves. Guys are looking, they're checking out those hips, and he's throwing that hip, throwing the shoulder, little move, and they're going one way, and he's immediately countering back the opposite direction and turning them. There's some jocks laying out there on the field right now.
Middletown will elect to attempt the extra point again. Not squaring up by going for two here after the previous miss. So Joe Cuneo back in. There's the snap, the hold. The kick is on the way, and he missed it left this time. So we will take timeout. 5:47 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 12, East Pennsboro nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Well, it took Middletown four plays to go 48 yards in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Brady Fox's second touchdown run of the quarter has given Middletown a 12-0 lead. Now Cuneo will kick it off for Middletown, a longer kick down the right side. It's going to be picked up back there around the 25-yard line, and they're not going to be able to advance it at all.
No, it dropped where he picked it up back there because he looked up and then tried to pick up the football, and I couldn't tell who that was.
It was Emerson Myers.
Okay.
who picked it up, and he just...
He didn't know what to do, where to go.
He did a lot of dancing back there, but didn't go anywhere.
He was down that far sideline, and there was really nowhere for him to go. Great coverage by the Raiders. Good placement by Cuneo on that kickoff.
Kicked it away from Neely, who was on the other side. First down and 10 at the 17-yard line. Handoff goes to Neely, trying to spin off of a tackle. Cannot do so. Stopped after a short gain.
Yeah, Raiders swarming in there immediately. Blake Jacoby getting there. Stetler as well. I think you're going to see a lot of these guys shooting through the gaps.
21-yard line where it'll be second down.
Trying to focus on where he is with the football. Leave those receivers on that single coverage.
Call it second and 6 from the 21-yard line. I backfield. Play fake. Throw down the middle, and it is going to be caught. Caught out at the 40-yard line. That is by Trent Fries.
Pass is complete to number 7.
And a first down for East Pensboro.
Good catch. Mills was right there. And the only thing he could do was just throw the body down into his legs to trip him up immediately after the catch.
First completion of the game for Peyton Morris, the quarterback. Good for 19 yards. First down and 10. I backfield behind Morris. Handoff goes to Neely up the middle. And he's going to be ripped down at the 45-yard line. Blake Jacoby was in there for Middletown.
Yeah, in there again. And I'll tell you, it's going to take strength because you can see the Raiders are doing good tackling on him, but there's a lot of power there by Neely. So as they're making that tackle, you can tell that, you know, he's still driving them, pulling them a little bit as he's going down.
Matthew Danner is the fullback, but it's going to be Neely who's taking it from the Wildcat this time, trying to run left side. He's going to be tackled after a gain of just 2 to the 47.
Mills shooting the gap, far side, getting in there low and taking out. Nice read, keeping him contained. Well, they just can't run to the outside. Everyone has assignments in defense. And as long as everyone does those assignments, well, that's your game plan, keeping things under wraps.
Third down and 3. Pitch to Neely, and he is going to be taken down. Great defensive play by LaRon Woody for Middletown, and East Pensboro is going to have to punt after the loss of 4.
East Penn lined up with a trips to the right. 3 receivers, very tight, almost off the side of the end, real close together to give that block, and somehow Woody shot through all 3 of them, and the next thing you know, Neely's getting tattooed back there.
Robert Kopp into punt. There's the snap, and it's a low line driver going somewhat away from Mills, who will field it on the bounce at the 15-yard line. Now cuts through some tacklers at the 20-yard line and gets it to the 24.
He loves waiting until that last second, doesn't he? Someone's almost in his face. Okay, I'm going now. And he's still able to shed that first tackler, the gunner. Once he does that, then he's able to get... Yeah, you know, he got something there. Otherwise, that ball was going to keep bouncing. Probably would have ended up somewhere down inside the 10 when it was finally all said and done. And instead, the Raiders will start out here near the 24.
Fair one to go in the first quarter. Middletown leads 12-0. Raiders have the ball again. Slot to the left side of the formation. Wide right. Snavely. Shotgun with Thompson beside him. It'll be a handoff. Nope, it's going to be a dump out to Stetler in the flats, 30-yard line. Oh, trying to break the tackle and took the defender, who was Jacob Stevens, for about 5 yards before he was able to swing him out of bounds. And a first down for Middletown out to the 38-yard line.
And look at this balanced attack. They go with Thompson. They go with Brady. They throw to Stetler. They throw to Hughes. They throw to Mills. They throw to Mills. That's what you want.
Snavely, 7 of 7, 78 yards. Bad snap. It pinballs around and ends up in Brady Fox's hands in the backfield. And he's tackled for a loss of 2, but I think Middletown will take it after what happened there.
Yeah, it could have been, could have ended up being a bad play, but it bounced off someone's face mask. I don't know if it was Brady's or if it was Snavely's. A couple hands, and Fox is like, okay, it's bouncing me. I'm going to take it. That's what you got to do. Take it. Go with it. Don't waste any time. Don't look around. What am I going to do? Just run.
second and 11. Football at the 37 of Middletown. Snavely in the gun. Three receivers out to the right side. Now Stetler comes in motion. They fake the jet sweep. Snavely on the run with the throw. Caught Leach, 40-yard line. Breaks the tackle, and it'll be stopped at the 43-yard line. Got about half of what they needed for the first down. It'll be third down and 5 from the 43.
Yeah, and East Pensboro was trying to put a little pressure. Kopp was coming in on the backside of Snavely, but he rolled out to the right, so he had plenty of time, plenty of room. Decided to go with the safe pass, the shorter pass. Leach makes the catch. Maybe waste a little time trying to sidestep, you know, back and forth to see if he could fake out the defender. But either way, it's still a positive gain.
Third down, 5 from Middletown at their own 43-yard line. Slot to the right, wide left, Snavely. Shotgun with Stetler in motion. Going to be a handoff to Thompson. Looking for a hole. It's not going to appear this time. He's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Middletown will have to punt.
So we'll see the punting unit for the first time. And nothing really materialized there for Thompson. Trying to get over to the right side. Look, you're not going to be successful every single play out there. But for the most part, this Raider offense is dominated. This first quarter, East Pensboro's defense finally coming up with a stop. And they're missing, Middletown's missing one guy, so quickly LaRon Woody runs out.
You have to hurry, 5 seconds left on the play clock. Kicker here is Trey Leach. He'll take the kick, and it will be a shanker off the right side.
Did it get touched?
It might have gotten
touched. I think Kopp maybe got a finger on it or two.
But it goes forward for about 15 yards, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe 11.
There's a situation where the clock was going, the play clock was down to 3 seconds, and he called for the rush snap back to him because it really didn't seem like everybody was ready to go. That situation called the timeout. If you really have to. Instead, you know, they end up not getting much out of it.
First down and 10, East Pensboro at their own 47-yard line. Handoff goes to Neely. Goes to the outside. He gets taken down low. Great tackle by Corbin Stetler. He just went low and took Neely's legs out from under him.
Yeah, got him low. And I think that's one thing that this Raider team knew going into this game, that if you try to arm tackle up high on Neely, he's just going to push you off or drag you along for the ride and charge you a bus ticket, and instead they're taking him out low.
That takes us to the end of the first quarter. We'll take timeout or score after one. Here it is, Middletown 12. Middletown, or rather East Pensboro, nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Second quarter getting underway here with a quick pass and a completion out to Tyler Mason for East Pensboro into Middletown territory at the 40-yard line, a gain of 13 yards.
Number 80, Tyler Mason, brought down by number 15, Blake
Jacoby. Well, Morris had to get rid of it real quick. The Raiders were charging in on him, and he did. But that tackle, not holding on tight enough, able to get him the first down.
So it'll be first down and 10 for East Pensboro at the Middletown 40-yard line. Wide out to either side, high backfield, handoff, Neely, and he is swarmed in the backfield. No gain on the play, gets right back to the 40-yard line.
Oh, they're getting in his head. They're sealing up the holes. They're not allowing him to find anything, so he's slowing up on his step to see where maybe he can try to shoot through, and there's nothing there. Then when there is something to shoot through, all of a sudden he's met by a blue shirt.
Blake Jacoby in on the tackle for Middletown. Second down and 10 for the Panthers. Slot right, wide left. Neely in the backfield, along with quarterback Peyton Morris. Now Neely goes running wide, and we've got a timeout.
Well, they had no one following Neely to the opposite side of the field, and that was the problem. They had two defensemen lined up, two defensive backs lined up with the receivers, but no one moved with them. So a good, smart heads-up call there by J.J. Ortiz, the defensive coordinator, to quick call for the timeout, seeing they didn't have anyone assigned.
Yeah, and the last thing Middletown wants is to have two defenders out on the wide side of the field,
mm-hmm.
where there's three receivers, one of them being Neely,
right,
not being covered.
Not covered.
So you give Neely the ball out in the flats on the wide side of the field with two blockers in front of him and only two defenders. Mm-hmm. So excellent timeout call.
Yeah, you couldn't time that better. He was ready for it. That's heads up coaching there, seeing the situation as it develops and seeing no one was moving with him and quit calling the timeout.
So following the timeout, it's going to be second down and 10 for the Panthers. They will have two guys in the backfield, Tyler Mason and Neely back there. Slot to the right, wide left. Morris, it's going to be a quick throw. That is to Mason, going to the right side, gets to the edge, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds short of the first down at about the 32-yard line. It'll be third down and two.
Well, and Kopp did a nice job on the far side, the wide receiver, because he stayed on his block of LaRon Woody. Woody was really the only one who had the initial chance over on that far side of the field to get to him. Kopp stayed in front, kept driving the legs, kept blocking him, and some good yardage gained there by East Pennsboro.
Third down and two. Fullback Matthew Danner in front of Onassis Neely. It's going to be Danner who gets the give, and he is ripped down. So Middletown not surprised on the fullback give. He only gets one, and now it's a fourth down and one.
Hunter Landis charging up into the middle, making that stop. And, yeah, you got to watch that. Some teams will like doing that. They, you know, when you're able to run a great running back and teams are focused completely on that back, it's that time that you give it to the fullback or a wing back or some other back that, or even quarterback draws, that all of a sudden there's wide open room.
And I hadn't said Danner's name up to that point, and felt like it might be the time, and it was. I backfield here on fourth down and just over a yard. Now they'll go to a split backfield, and we will have movement delay of game.
Yeah. Wow, there's a big mistake by the Panthers. I don't know if they were just trying to draw them offside and took their time with that.
No, I'm guessing that's just a mistake.
They have two clocks here, folks. They now have two play clocks, one right underneath the scoreboard, which is the way East Pennsboro is facing the north end zone, and they have one down in the southeastern corner down by the field house. And now East Pennsboro is really putting a pickle. They don't know what to do. They've got to call a timeout.
Timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. 9:33 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 12, East Pennsboro nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, Damar Parker. Owen Hederer, our studio producer here tonight. 12-0 Middletown with the lead here against East Pennsboro. The Panthers with a fourth down and seven at the Middletown 37-yard line after a mistake.
Well, let's see what they do now.
Yeah, they've got everybody wide. And they've got only the center.
They had six wide on the near side, and then they had the other, four over on the other side, three or four, and then they just had the center and the puncher, so J.J. Ortiz immediately calls a timeout, wants to make sure that...
Yeah, the guy that was lined up in the quarterback slash punt whatever formation you want to call it was Nick Caroli, who is a quarterback listed on the roster. So
let's go Raiders.
They had some sort of gadget play lined up for that on a special occasion, and Middletown smartly just called timeout to talk about it.
And they're without any more timeouts the rest of this half, unfortunately, because they used one early in the game just to tie some things up, and now a couple here in defensive mode.
They're going to line up the same way. So it's going to be just the snapper and Caroli in the middle of the field. Six guys to the left, three to the right.
No one back to receive, though, so you leave that alone.
Caroli looking to throw back across the middle. It is caught, and a first down for East Pennsboro down inside the 25-yard line. That is Trent Freeze, who gets the catch.
Freeze was open. He was on that pack of three to the right side. It was just a slight slant, and the Raiders did not get in front of him. Give East Pennsboro credit. Took a gamble. Stayed with the same play even after the timeout. And a nice pass.
So first and 10 for East Pennsboro at the Middletown 22-yard line. And in motion to the left, pitch, Neely going right, now going up the middle, has some room, has almost a first down, if not
number 12,
a first
Jason
down.
Neely with the carry.
I think he's probably going to have enough. They are going to wave it forward to the 12-yard line, a gain of 10 and a first down.
That time they were able to bust open a nice little hole on that right side, the offensive line, and then he shot through. Now he got taken out pretty low, but still enough for the first down.
Morris will be under center here. Neely behind him. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. And in motion, they fake the jet sweep. Pitch, Neely, left side, finds the corner. 10, 5, and he's going to be into the end zone for a touchdown. And the Panthers are on the board. It is 12-6 on a 12-yard touchdown run by Onassis Neely.
And now we're seeing that strength of the running game, or just the use of Neely by East Pennsboro. They've had a hard time getting him going, and the defense has done a great job up until this last series at stopping him, but it just wasn't all him on this series.
Extra point attempt is by Noah Wilk. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So we'll take timeout. 8:29 left to play in the second quarter. It is Middletown 12, East Pennsboro 7. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field, 12-7. Middletown with the lead, but East Pennsboro gets on the board and importantly kicks the extra point on a 12-yard touchdown run by Onassis Neely. Drive was 8 plays, 53 yards, 3 minutes and 54 seconds, and they used that funky play on fourth down to get the first and keep the drive alive. Kickoff will be picked up by Botterbush at the 35-yard line, headed towards the sideline, and he's going to be finally knocked out of bounds at the 35. Picked up 25, returned to the 35, so 10 yards on the return, and Middletown will start from there.
All right, well, you know, Raiders can't get down on themselves. They have played a fantastic defensive game thus far. That was a long series by East Pennsboro, and they needed to pull out all the different stops just to score on Middletown, so they've got to keep that in mind. Offensively, Middletown's been doing everything for the most part right. They've got to keep doing that. No turnovers, don't need that, and keep that running game going with the mix of the pass.
First and 10, Snavely, shotgun, two receivers to the right side of the formation. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. Big hole for Thompson. First down, cross midfield, 45, 40, goodbye. Jalen Thompson is going to take it all the way for a 65-yard touchdown. No flags on the field, and it is 18-7 Middletown.
I think you go for two here. Yeah, they're pulling Cooney off. He started running onto the field, and the coaches started chasing like, get off the field. We're going for two now. We can't take that choice. We need those extra points, so watch for them to go to the run here with probably Brady Fox, I'm guessing. Or you can also use Stetler in that wing position. We saw Thompson up at West Perry all but drag the Mustang defense into the end zone on that two-pointer to get them into the mercy rule by the end of halftime.
So the lineup to go for two. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Fox is in the backfield with Snavely. Stetler comes in motion. Snavely looking to throw, tosses, Fox caught, two-point conversion, good. We'll take timeout, 8-12 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 20, East Pennsboro 7 back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Here's to East Pennsboro 7.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Twenty to 7, Middletown with the lead. Three touchdowns here in the first half for the Blue Raiders. All on the ground, two by Brady Fox, and that last one a 65-yard run by Jalen Thompson. Here's the kickoff from Cuneo. It's going to be whistled dead. We're going to flag thrown. That is in the first quarter.
So, yeah, Central Dolphins still leading in the game in our alternate stream on WMSSFM.com.
5-yard penalty for offsides on the kickoff. And Cuneo will try it again and bounce around. Picked up at the 30-yard line. That is by Tyler Mason. He's coming back the other way, and finally will be upended at around the 41-yard line of East Pennsboro.
They really made something out of that. There's going to be a battle with the squib kicks tonight. Neither team wants to boot it to the other's main return guys.
No, when it's Neely for East Pennsboro and Mills for Middletown.
Or Thompson, yeah.
Yeah, or Thompson. You've seen what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
The only bad thing about Thompson's touchdown run is defense is tired.
We got to score at CD here in a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, defense is staying on the field. They didn't get much of a break. Only a one-play drive for Middletown, and now we've got a timeout taken by East Pennsboro. So we'll take one as well. 8:03 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 20, East Pennsboro 7. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. East Pennsboro has to take the time out there. And again, John, you said we have a new score after one quarter over in Carlisle. It's all Rams now, 27-7 after one.
Ooh, putting a beat down on Carlisle. That one could go to mercy rule in the second half if they stay on track.
It very well could. First and 10 here for East Pennsboro, their own 41-yard line. Handoff goes to Alejandro, who gets stopped for a one-yard loss. Now, Noah Alejandro, he's got... Listen to this stat line.
All right.
Seven carries, 209 yards, and four touchdowns.
Must have been against Wes Perry.
Well, he had a 55-yard touchdown run in week one against Big Spring, a 55-yarder against Wes Perry, and then against Greencastle Antrim, a 19 and an 81-yard touchdown. So that was a minus one-yard run. That will hurt his average greatly. Oh. Second down and 11. Alejandro in motion. It's going to be a sack right up the middle. That is Hunter Landis, and nobody picked him up.
Holy cow. He ate him with his hands. He didn't even pick up the fork and spoon for that one. As he got that snap and just started going backwards, Landis was just on top of him like a mugging gorilla. There was no time for him to react after the snap. What timing by Hunter Landis, who sat out week one, got healthier, and of course we've seen what he's done since.
Third down and 15. As we'll have Morris in the pistol here with Neely beside him in the backfield. Three receivers in a bunch to the right side. It's going to be a quick throw to the left, though, and it's away from the receiver and incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Middletown will get the football back here on fourth and 15.
Nice defensive stand there by the Raiders, but really for East Pennsboro, now, this game is going to rely on Neely, and I'm surprised they got away with him there just for that series. I think he's just your go-to guy. The only way you're going to win this and keep that score up is by giving him the football.
Robert Kopp to punt it away. Mills is back for Middletown. Here's the kick. Mills will have a chance at a return. It's a long kick. Mills from the 21 will juke up the middle. Breaks a tackle or two, but will finally get stopped at the 32-yard line. So a gain of 11 on the return by Tyre Mills. And Middletown will have the football. Here with 6:25 to play in the first half, leading 20-7.
Well, so explosive back there, but scary too. He gets that ball, and you know he's trying to make all kinds of moves. He's got two guys trying to pull him down, trying to strip that ball out of his hands, but just so athletic.
First down and 10 for Middletown. Thompson in the backfield along with Snavely. It's going to be the give to Thompson. Finds some room on the right side. Breaks a tackle. And almost was off to the races again. Got his legs taken out. Dives forward to the 49-yard line for a gain of 17 yards.
Yeah, Caroli, the one able to dive back and take him out. The Panther defense wasn't lined up in time. Middletown quickly went to the line, lined up offensively, and the Panthers weren't even set yet. They were quick running into their defensive positions and just gave it to Thompson. He's like, wow, geez, I'll just take it to the outside immediately.
Thompson, 104 yards on five carries. Going to be Fox this time on first and 10. Big hole to the left side. He's going to be tackled at the 45, make it the 44 of East Pennsboro. A gain of seven. It'll be second and three.
All right, just look at it.
East Pennsboro. So offsides against East Pennsboro, and it's going to be a first down for Middletown.
39-yard line. It is a first down Raiders.
We're glad to have you along. We're in Trinity next week.
Oh, no, not that place.
When you're winning, it doesn't matter where you're at, Steve. It's always fun.
Nothing wrong with the field. Just it's a
dinky press box.
Yeah. Snavely will throw it, and it's going to be incomplete. Mills had it in his hands, but it's actually pretty good coverage back there by Tyler Mason. That was the first incompletion for Middletown all day.
Yeah, and the fact is, it was still a perfectly thrown ball.
Yeah.
Now, Snavely has been on picture perfect in his passes. That one, too. But again, you mentioned it. Great coverage by Mason just to get that arm in and around Mills in front of the ball.
Second down and 10. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Snavely will hand it off up the middle. Thompson fighting forward, trying to spin away, but can't get away. He's going to be stopped after a gain of, call it five, just inside the 35-yard line. It'll be third down and five for Middletown.
I'll tell you, the way they're running this football in this game, I wouldn't be surprised. Thompson goes over 200 in this game, and Fox is right along with him. These guys are moving that line every play, and then they're breaking it for the big ones.
Third down and five from the East Pennsboro 34. Snavely in the shotgun, wide out to either side. Thompson in the backfield. Leach comes in motion from left to right. It's going to be a play fake. Snavely looking to throw, looking down, complete. Leach across the 25 to the 24, and a first down for Middletown, a gain of 11.
Caught the ball, hit the ground, it popped out. Doesn't matter. The play was dead at that point. It was a good reception and a first down. And this is where we saw in that first quarter, Middletown mixing it up with the run and the pass. You don't know who's getting it. You can't focus on one particular person, player, or area of the field. And the Raiders' offense right now is really running like a well-oiled machine.
4:18 to play in the first half. 20-7, Middletown with the lead. And they're in business here at the East Pennsboro 24-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the wide side. That's the left. Handoff goes up the middle. Fox breaks a tackle, 20. And he's going to be tackled at the 16-yard line. Gain of, we'll call it eight. It'll be second down and a couple.
And so Tom Staker move a player out of there. Nice block by him. Also, Trey Michael. And these guys are just moving. And I thought Brady Fox was going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. I don't know how he squeezed through what little room they gave him. Once he did, it was open.
So Fox with a gain of seven, we'll say. Second down and three. Football at the 17-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snavely. Shotgun, high snap, hands it off to Thompson, though, up the middle, knocks one of the East Pennsboro defenders' helmets off. He's still on his feet inside the 10 and tackled down at the 6-yard line. Boy, if that doesn't show you how tough of a runner Jalen Thompson is, I don't know what will.
Man, he's got two, three guys on him, and the next guy trying to get him is Garrison Shields Seelig, and pow, the helmet pops off, and next thing you know, Thompson's popping off. Those guys that were trying to get him and picks up more. First and goal.
So first and goal at the 7-yard line. 3:15 left to play in the first half. Middletown looking to go up by three scores here. Everybody's looking to the sideline, and Middletown has no more timeouts. So any mix-up, Middletown can't do anything. And they are going to have to eat a penalty here because they could not take the timeout. And they couldn't get the snap off in time.
Against Middletown.
Yeah. And in that situation, you know, as a quarterback, you've just got to make that call or just take it and just, as a quarterback, just keep it and run it up the middle. You know, if you lose 1 yard or even gain 1 yard, that's better than going back five.
Yeah.
But, you know, that shouldn't matter with the running game.
It would have been a penalty anyway because they had guys moving all over the place.
Yeah.
So they'll try it first and goal from the 12 now. Snavely in the shotgun, wideouts to either side. Thompson in the backfield gets the give, going left side. Cuts back, touchdown. Almost untouched after he cut back to the right side. No Panther defender in sight, and Thompson has his second touchdown run of the evening. This one of 12 yards, and it is 26-7 Middletown.
He can buy a steak dinner for all those guys down the trenches. And they're all just moving East Penn's defense out of the way. I was particularly watching Newton that time. And after the play, he's kind of stood there over top. A couple guys just laying from East Pennsboro laying on the ground, just kind of looked down at him like, yeah, out of my way.
So Middletown will line up to go for two once again to try to square up the extra points here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Snavely with Thompson in the backfield. Give to Thompson. It's the reverse. It's going to be Leach looking to throw it, and it's caught in the end zone by Malik Noon for the two-point conversion on the reverse option. Now we'll take timeout. 2:56 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 28, East Pennsboro 7. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Welcome back. 28-7 Middletown leading East Pennsboro. That last drive for Middletown. Nine plays as we got the return here by Mason across midfield. He's going to get caught, I believe, by Leach down along the sideline, and he's into the Middletown red zone down on the 14-yard line.
Yeah, coverage's not there. He took it on the near side, and Mason just kept following the blocks and taking that side angle, and he's injured over on the far sideline now, but just kept going at an angle to the far side, and Cuneo was maybe the closest one to get to him. At least Trey Leach caught up to him and finally took him out just inside the 15. But, the Raiders did not contain well on that return. And look, you're going to have, you know, any great game that you have, you're not going to be perfect, and these will be little things that, you know, they'll go back in and look at the film and say, okay, guys, for the next game, look what we did wrong here. But otherwise, it's been, look at all the things we've done right thus far in this game.
That last drive, 8 plays, 68 yards, 5 minutes and 26 seconds, ending in the 12-yard touchdown run by Jalen Thompson, his second of the game.
Coming up at halftime, Earl Bright, the fourth president of the Middletown Area Alumni Association. He'll be joining us at halftime, filling us in on homecoming next month. For those of you listening out of the area, out of state, wanting to know what's going on.
So the Panthers have it first and 10 at the Middletown 14-yard line following the big return by Mason. It's going to be Morris keeping himself. He's in trouble. He has to throw it, and we've got flags all over the place.
I don't know if Orr thinks he was being held, going for the pass play across the far side.
Whatever it was, all the Zebras saw it.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Hey, we wanted to mention the Future Business Leaders of America, one of the clubs at the Middletown High School, holding a all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast and a sports memorabilia auction homecoming weekend at the high school. October 22nd, Saturday, October 22nd, 7:30 a.m. until 9:30 that day. It benefits the Future Business Leaders of America Club.
Penalty is half the distance to the goal line. First down and 3 at the 7. So a tough task here for the Middletown defense. Slot to the left, wide right, Morris. Gives, that's Neely, coughs up the football, and it looks like Middletown's got it.
Yep.
Trey Leach comes away with the football. So, tough task, no problem. And that's Neely, gave it away.
Neely, taken to the left side, only a few steps, and he was immediately hit and grabbed. The ball came flying out. Leach came shooting in, just dove on it.
He couldn't have been in a more perfect spot when that ball came out.
Yeah.
He just dove right on it.
And look, this is the worst field position Middletown's had in this game, if I'm not mistaken. I'd be surprised if we get a 90-yard touchdown coming up. Raiders a little disorganized coming out of the huddle.
Yep. Everybody in tight except for Mills, who's wide to the right side. Going to be handoff. Thompson up the middle. Find some room. And it could be. Thompson, 40, midfield, 40, and he's going to be not tripped up. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, 90 yards. Jalen Thompson, 221 yards in the first half and 3 touchdowns, and it is 34-7 in favor of the Blue Raiders.
Now, look, I look like a genius for saying that, but that's not too hard of a call to make. This is what he does. He gets open, he finds the hole, he breaks tackles. He doesn't run over you. He just runs past you, and that's all he's been doing this game. And the way he was running, I knew he could have 200 yards, and I knew he was going to do that.
He was going to get it on the very next play.
Yeah, he really was.
Now, Cuneo in to try the extra point. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is on the way, and he dinks it off the upright, so that is no good.
0 for 3 now.
So we'll take timeout. 2:17 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 34, East Pennsboro 7. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
2:17 left to play in the first half here from Middletown's War Memorial Field. It is 34-7. Middletown over East Pennsboro. Third rushing touchdown of the night for Jalen Thompson. He has got 9 carries, 221 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's pretty good. Kickoff goes down inside the 15-yard line. It's going to be taken across the 25 by Emerson Myers. And East Pennsboro will start this drive at the 26 with 2:12 left to play in the half.
Middletown scored 35 points in the first half against West Perry last week. It was actually 33-0. Said, okay, let's go for two so we can get that mercy rule going in at halftime of 35 points. Here they are, 34-7. 3 missed extra points, but 2 made two-point conversions. Man, they're doing it. This game's not over. The bad thing is you got to say, this game's not over. They still have Neely out there. He's on the field.
5 wide here for Pennsboro, so they're going to be going for it. Morris rolls out. Now he'll throw, and it is going to be caught. There's a flag in the backfield. It is caught by Adam Orr around the first down yardage, but
someone had to be holding because the Raiders were swarming. They were coming in, yep.
Holding against the Panthers, and that's going to be a few yards in the backfield, so this is going to be a loss of about 13 or 14 on the play. So mark it all the way back to the 13-yard line. It'll be first down and 23 for East Pennsboro.
The ball moved back to the 13-yard line.
So 2 minutes on the clock. Middletown has no timeouts. And East Pennsboro is still going to line up 5 wide here with Neely in the backfield. Now he runs out. It's going to be a quick little pass in the flat to Neely, and it's caught, but getting pretty much nothing. And we've got a late flag thrown.
Flag on the play.
And we'll see what happens here.
The Raiders getting a little excited. Something must have happened right at the end of the play or after the play. But you know what? The adrenaline's running high. This team's saying, hey, look, in this conference, we want to dominate. In Triple A, we want to dominate. They cannot face East Pennsboro in the playoffs. East Penn's a 4A team. Middletown is a 3A team.
So 15-yard penalty for Middletown after the play. It is not an automatic first down, so it is second down and 8 at the 28-yard line. 5 wide for Morris in the shotgun. Morris will roll to the left side. Rolling, now throwing, and nobody was there. Nobody was remotely in the area. It's just an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
I think East Pennsboro might be playing with fire here, trying to...
Yeah, they're getting away from what they've been successful with, although the Raiders have shown most defensive plays that they can stop Neely, and I think that's why. I think East Pennsboro's offense is now panicking. I think their coaches are saying, what do we do? Neely's not working. We got to get it back somehow.
Third down and 8. Neely's lined up in the backfield this time. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Morris, quick pass.
caught by Neely. Flag is thrown. Neely's going to be knocked out of bounds.
Pass is complete to number 12.
At about the 32-yard line. We'll see what the flag's all about. If it's against Pennsboro, I would almost expect Middletown to decline it because it'll be fourth down, and they left them with plenty of time. Ineligible downfield. So somebody took off early.
How strange would it be the Raiders could get this ball back, score again with a two-point conversion, and have a mercy rule at halftime? No one would have thought that if it happens.
Penalty against East Pennsboro was declined.
But they have that possibility now.
They do. Four-yard gain. Middletown will decline the penalty because it's fourth down. So punting formation for the Panthers. Mills is back to receive. You know what he can do with it if they kick it to him.
Yeah.
Robert Kopp will punt it away. Long kick. Mills mishandles it. It's loose on the turf, and it is going to be picked up by...
I don't know if he got bad.
It's going to be East Pennsboro.
Yeah. And this is what we've stressed each week. He's so deadly. He's so fiery out there, and he wants that ball so badly. But he must, every single time, focus on getting the football first before turning it up. That time he ran under it just a little bit too far. Maybe one step, and the ball kept coming back a little bit more, and he was almost trying to catch it off the shoulder, and it went behind him.
So it lets the Panthers off the hook here, and it's actually a big play for East Pennsboro down to the Middletown 20-yard line. Morrison to shotgun. Mason goes in motion out. It's going to be a shovel pass, and it's going to be incomplete.
And I think we're going to start seeing more teams do that as other teams watch film on Middletown. Instead of saying, hey, let's just punt it away from him, just put it high. Keep it real high to where he either can't return it or he's going to make a mistake and we'll have someone there.
Yep.
But as we saw earlier, you know, if he gets it sometimes, he'll pick it up right in front of your face and take off.
Second down and 10. Morris in the backfield. Neely is to his left. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Now Neely goes out in motion to the right side, so three receivers that way. Low snap, and Morris just has to eat it. He got down on the turf, and Morris had nothing he could do other than just fall on it. Loss of 5 yards, make it 6 yards on the play. It'll be third and 16.
Bad snap, but here's the East Pennsboro offense. Seeing how quick this Middletown defense is and how quickly they're penetrating in, all they're thinking about right now is their assignments. Not getting the snap back there cleanly. They're thinking getting out of position as quick as they can, getting up and trying to make a block against a team that every play is just dominating them and pushing them off the football.
Third down, 16. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, and we've got movement up front. Somebody jumped over for Middletown, but I think it's going to be motion against Pennsboro.
Well, they saw Neely moving, and Mason moved out there on the left side. And they thought when Mason moved with Neely in motion that that right there should have been blown.
So five more yards against East Pennsboro. It'll be third down and 21. 25 seconds left in the half. The clock is winding here. East Pennsboro seems in no hurry.
Yeah, with a timeout left, you'd think they'd have some urgency to try to do something. I'm shocked that they're not trying to take advantage of the field position.
Yep. 10 seconds to go in the half. Send Neely out to the left side, and we've got flags thrown again. This is going to be offsides. Middletown, which very sneakily could work for Middletown because
Middletown,
after a penalty, the clock will wind. One of the rules I can't stand in high school football.
Yeah. Because you can just end
third down
things by just taking penalty after penalty and letting the clock go down.
Pennsboro takes the timeout, though. They had the timeout, so they take it here with 8 seconds left in the first half. Gives us a chance to preview our halftime show.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to Earl Bright, president of the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Over in Carlisle, last score we have there on our other broadcast on WMSSFM.com. Midway through the second, CD 27, Carlisle 14. So the Thundering Herd trying to rally back just a little bit. We'll have all the scores for you at halftime and the end of the game tonight. We've got LVC football for you tomorrow up at King's College in Wilkes-Barre. LVC at King's, 12:45 of the airtime and 1 o'clock with the kickoff here on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Actually, update from that CD game, it's now 41-14 CD.
Ooh,
so,
well,
the Herd are getting put to bed over in Carlisle. Here, 8 seconds left in the half. Middletown leading 34-7. East Pennsboro, third down and 16. Three receivers left side. Morris in trouble in the backfield. He's circling around, and he's going to be sacked all the way back to the 45-yard line. Loss of 18 on the sack, and that takes us to halftime.
And that's demoralizing there, too, Steve. When you have four guys all the way back in midfield and your quarterback's underneath all four of those guys and says, there's no way we can win this game. They're going in with their heads down. East Pennsboro is Middletown. Great first half. One of the best first halves I've seen in many years out of this Blue Raider team.
We'll take timeout. Our score at halftime, it is Middletown 34, East Pennsboro 7. Back with a halftime show after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
We are back at halftime here at Middletown's War Memorial Field. John Wilsbach with you on a halftime show. Middletown 34, East Pennsboro 7. Steve Leedy will be along a little later on with your halftime stats and out-of-town scoreboard. Always great to welcome our guest here at halftime, Earl Bright, principal at Reed Elementary and the president of the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Wow, was that a great half of football, Earl?
That was amazing. That was actually spectacular. Yeah. Great game so far.
Man, always great seeing you. Welcome back to the broadcast booth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for folks who don't know, Earl's also one of our wrestling announcers here on WMSS, so whenever we do a wrestling match in the wintertime, you may hear Earl and Sam Selker calling the action, but we want to talk about homecoming. We're a month away, pretty much.
Coming up real soon, October 22nd. We have a great weekend planned, as always. The kickoff is Friday evening with tours of the new, brand spanking new, unbelievable, incredible Middletown Area High School. They're having an open house from 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And the official dedication ceremony will be at 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium. So come on out. And also the newly founded Blue Raider Foundation is doing a silent auction that evening. So come on out Friday night. Saturday morning, the Future Business Leaders of America Club is having a pancake breakfast at the new high school from 7 till 9 a.m. We kick off the day's festivities with the annual homecoming parade at 11:30, followed by the alumni tailgate at Fink Elementary School between 12 and 1:30, and then kick off at 2 o'clock for the football game. Evening festivities back at the American Legion again this year.
Okay.
And that's dinner is at 5:30, and we'll have a short business meeting as per our bylaws, and then we kick off. We have Harry Lorenzo is our disc jockey for the evening for music and dancing.
Wow.
So a lot of good stuff planned.
Yeah. So you've been, you know, obviously in the new high school. There's going to be, can you describe, there's going to be something for the alumni
there?
Correct.
We have an alumni, it's called the Alumni Corner, and it's right in the main area of the new high school by the gymnasium and the auditorium. We are focusing on getting our wall of fame that used to be in the auditorium, actually high-quality digital photos taken, digitized, and put on a 65-inch LCD screen that'll have a rolling slideshow on it.
Oh, wow.
With biographies of all the people, who they are, why they're in the Hall of Fame, things like that. We have a large amount of Middletown memorabilia that are going to be on display. And through the amazing support of the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association, we have actually also provided the funding for the new signage of the high school. There are, I don't know if you have, I'm sure, John, you've seen them, but if you haven't seen them, there are two huge Blue Raider logos on the building.
Yes.
And then on the back of the, and one is seen from Oberlin Road, one seen from Union Street. And then in the rear of the building that you can see from the turnpike, from the baseball field, and from the track, and from my office at Reed, big, huge sign that says Home of the Blue Raiders. And we have been able to help the school district because that was cut from the original building project due to cost.
Ah.
And through the generous donations of our wonderful alumni, we've been able to provide the financial support to pay for those items.
Let's get back for that festivities. Any folk can come out that Friday night, see the high school, get the tour.
Yep.
And that is from what time to what time?
Five to nine.
Five
to nine. The open house.
All right.
And then the dedication ceremony will actually be occurring at 7 o'clock. So the tours will go on. It's a self-guided tour during the dedication ceremony, or you can come in and actually sit in the auditorium and watch the official dedication ceremony.
Oh, fantastic. And you always send out a great newsletter every year with a recap from last year, what's going on, pictures, information, all those generous folks who donate to the Alumni Association. When's that newsletter coming out?
It went to mailing today.
All right.
So, and a little bit of clarification of how we send our email, our flyer out, our newsletter out, because, you know, we have 12,000-13,000 alumnus, and it's we can't afford to send everyone a newsletter. So what we do is we send to yearly members that have paid their $5 yearly dues. We send to lifetime members. We send to the honor class, and then from the honor class, we work every 5 years moving forward and moving backwards. So the honor class this year is 1966, so therefore 71, 76, 81, those are the classes that we select to get the newsletter. If you do not get a newsletter, you can download it off the school district website. You can also view it on the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association Facebook page.
Okay.
But to guarantee that you get a newsletter, pay your yearly dues or become a lifetime member.
Make it easy and pay the lifetime, folks. I did it years ago. I'm so glad I did it. Yeah,
yep.
I don't have to worry about it. I know it's there. But that doesn't mean just because you did it that one time, you forget about it. There are so many great programs that the Middletown Area Alumni Association supports, and they accept more donations
Absolutely.
Each year for the scholarships. And, of course, let folks know, if you listen online to our football broadcast or any of our online broadcasts, Middletown Area Alumni Association pays for our streaming costs, and it's expensive to stream games, and they pick up that expense. So you folks out there all around the U.S. listening to Middletown Blue Raider football can listen to it online. What are some of the other programs you guys supporting?
This past year, we gave out four $2,500 scholarships, so we gave out $10,000 in scholarships
wow.
at Honors Night to high school graduates. We, of course, support many clubs in the school district. Any organization in the school district can come to us and request funding. You know, I think that we have, in the past year, we have contributed well over $20,000 directly to students in the Middletown Area School District through the CNA program, through the scholarships that we give out, through various conferences and leadership seminars that we send students to. All of our money that we generate through our very, very generous alumni go directly back to the students of the Middletown Area School District. We do no fundraisers. We don't sell subs. We don't sell pies. We don't have car washes. We rely solely on the generosity of our amazing alumni to help us further our mission.
Yeah.
And we can't thank them enough for that.
You got that right. And for a lot of programs that are similar to this, some organizations just sit on the money, barely use it, don't have much transition with it. When you took over, that was one of the biggest things I noticed, Earl, that you and all of those fine board members who help you out within the Alumni Association, everyone says, let's get this money out there. And as you're getting it out, more keeps rolling in because
absolutely.
We have so many generous Blue Raider fans. Whether it's $50, $25, $100, $500, $1,000,
right.
You know it's going to great programs.
Absolutely.
I sound like a PBS commercial, but it really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
We should have some phones here and take some donations over the phone. And we have. I really, really need to express that, you know, the people that were in charge of the Alumni Association for years and years and years and years did an amazing job of getting us to be a very, very financially stable organization and really helping lay the foundation for what we're able to do right now. And we can't thank them enough. And we have a great core support of alumni officers and exec board members, and we have just a great group of alumni that really, really contribute and help. And actually, we're in the process of becoming an official not-for-profit 501c3.
Correct.
So hopefully by the end of this calendar year, your deductions to the Middletown Area Alumni Association will be able to be tax-deductible.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's something we've been working on for quite a while.
Great, great news. We look forward to the newsletter or downloading it. Grand Marshal, can you tell us who it's going to be?
The Grand Marshals this year, we're stepping away from a little bit of tradition, and we are looking for any and all graduates from 1940 to 1949. We're going to honor the decade of the 40s.
Okay.
You know, that was the era that went off and fought World War II.
Yeah.
We had a lot of great graduates through those years. So we're looking for any and all graduates from 1940 to 1949 to be part of our homecoming festivities.
If you know someone, please get a hold of them. Get them involved, even if you have to pick them up and bring them down, and get them to the Middletown Area Alumni Association for homecoming weekend, Friday, October 21st, Saturday, October 22nd. And for more information, look online, get the information there. You can even call Earl if you want to.
Absolutely.
Call you at Reed or call you on your bat phone? Which do you prefer?
You know, school's fine. Reed Elementary School, 948-3360. You can also call the Middletown Area School District main office at the administration building at 948-3300. The ladies down there are very well versed with our activities and things, and if they don't have an answer, they will put you in touch with me.
Always a pleasure, Earl. Thanks so much for joining us at halftime. Enjoy the second half.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be up here in the booth with you.
All right, Earl Bright with us here at halftime. It's 34-7. Middletown leading East Penn. Back with Steve Leedy's halftime stats on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back. We are at halftime here, Middletown's War Memorial Field, where Middletown leads East Pennsboro 34-7. Let's take a look at the first half stats from this one. It's a one-sided affair for East Pennsboro. Vanessa's nearly 10 carries for 41 yards. He does have the Panthers' lone touchdown of the half. Peyton Morris ran one time, officially for minus 6 yards. Matthew Danner, 1 for 1. Noel Andro, 1 for -1 yard. Receiving, Trent Freeze, 2 catches for 33 yards. Tyler Mason, 2 for 21. Vanessa Sneely, 2 catches for 4 yards. Peyton Morris, quarterback, 5 for 8 for 42 yards. Nick Caroli threw 1 pass. That was caught for 14 yards on that gadget play that picked them up a first down on their touchdown drive. Team totals for East Pennsboro, 13 carries, 35 yards, 56 through the air. Sacked twice for a loss of 22 yards. So technically, only 13 yards of rushing for East Pennsboro, thanks to that 18-yard sack at the halftime buzzer. But 69 yards of total offense for East Pennsboro in the first half. For Middletown, they are led by Jalen Thompson. 9 carries, 221 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brady Fox, 7 carries, 37 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Receiving for Middletown, Taylor Mills, 2 catches for 24. Corbin Settler, 1 for 14. Trey Leach, 3 for 21. Ryan Hughes, 1 for 11. Brady Fox, 1 for 11. Malik Noon caught 1 pass for 14 yards. Chase Snavely was 9 of 10 for 95 yards. And the one he missed, the ball was right on the money. Just a great play by the East Pennsboro defender. Team totals for Middletown, 16 carries on the ground, 258 yards, 95 through the air, 353 yards of total offense for Middletown. Again, that's on just 26 plays, so Middletown averaging about 13 yards per offensive play in the first half. Scoring recap for Middletown, all touchdowns on the ground. Brady Fox, 4-yard run. Fox, a 19-yard run, and then 3 from Jalen Thompson. 65, 2, and 90. Three missed extra points in the first half from the Raiders, but a Snavely to Fox 2-point conversion and a Trey Leach to Malik Noon pass on a 2-point conversion gives us our score of 34-7 at halftime in favor of Middletown. The East Pennsboro touchdown was Onassis Neely, a 12-yard touchdown run. Wilkes extra point. That made it 12-7, but it was all Middletown from that point. Now let's take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. First, we'll look at the mid-pen games that we know of. CD and Carlisle, it is now 41-14. I believe that one is at the half at this point. Harrisburg leads CDE 14-10. 14-10 lead over CD East, that is, late in the second quarter. Cumberland Valley already has the mercy rule in Chambersburg, 42-7. That's at the half. Susquehanna Township leads Redland 8-3 at halftime. Cedar Cliff all over Lower Dauphin, 27-0 in the second quarter. Bishop McDevitt is all over Hershey, 44-6. That is at halftime. Big Spring and Northern, they're tied at 14 at halftime. Greencastle Antrim leads West Perry 21-14 at the half. Shippensburg leads Waynesboro 24-7 halftime. We have one score from the Capital Division. Milton Hershey leads Steel High 27-7. That's in the second quarter. No score from Trinity, Boiling Springs, and Palmyra and Camp Hill actually have the week off this week because they played in what was week zero, the week before week one of the football season, so they are off this week. So a limited schedule in the Capital Division, which is coming into this game, it looked like basically a four-horse race with Middletown, East Pennsboro, Palmyra, Milton Hershey. And now Middletown is trying to knock one of them straight out as Middletown will kick it off here to start the second half. It's going to go to Emerson Myers. He gets blocked at the 25-yard line, bounces over to the right side, and gets to the 35-yard line.
I don't know the best way to describe this defense except like a pack of hungry wolves. Every time that ball is snapped, this Raider football defense is on whoever has that ball. Like, they're just mauling them.
Yeah, Neely last year, 250 yards on the ground against Middletown. Right now, just 41 yards on 10 carries. That is a big turnaround. Mm-hmm. High backfield, and everybody's running in the backfield for Pensboro before the ball is snapped. And not the way that Todd Studer would like the second half to begin. East Pensboro marching back 5 yards.
No, you're trying one. You got to pick those guys up in the locker room, and I don't know if he went with the soft talk or the scream, let's go back out there and get them. But, you know, you've got to come out and focus, and you want to start off good, and yeah, not the best way on the first play.
First down and 15.
Stepped out right at the 8.
So that was a 62-yard run by Onassis Neely.
And that's what I was shocked that they got away from in the first half. Got away from him.
Yeah, just right up the middle. So in one play, he basically has all the yardage that East Pensboro had in the first half. Neely in the backfield, delay give to him up the middle, and this time Middletown all over him. No gain, actually, he loses a yard back to the 9. So it'll be second and goal from the 9-yard line for East Pensboro, who desperately needs a score here to stay in this game.
Right.
Certainly looks like their defense cannot stop Middletown here tonight.
No. But offensively, I'm sure they made a lot of adjustments. They know what Middletown was doing. They're trying to do something different here in the second half. We saw it there with a big run by Neely just moments ago.
High backfield, wide to either side. Morris takes a snap, handoff. Neely again up the middle, and this time he loses another yard back to the 10-yard line. Good penetration by Middletown up front.
Sure was. Just a pile of guys who were there. And Bobby Graham was one of those. And I think Bobby Graham, face down on the ground, may have gotten a hand out on the ankle after other guys took him up high.
So now third and goal from the 10-yard line for East Pensboro. 10:35 to play in the third quarter. Middletown leading 34-7. High backfield. Peyton Morris under center. Switch the tight end over to the left side of the formation. Play fake, and Morris gets away from the tackler in the backfield, now throws into the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. That is the tight end Freeze coming across from the left to the right side of the field, and East Pensboro pulls one back here. It's 34-13.
Now, LaRon Woody almost had his man. It was a great read. He read it right, stayed with the quarterback, but he just didn't get him down. The extra point coming up here by Wilk.
So Wilk's extra point out of the hold of the quarterback, Peyton Morris. There's a snap, the hold, the kick is up. It is good. We'll take timeout. 10:18 left to play in the third quarter. It is Middletown 34, East Pensboro 14. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. East Pensboro gets on the scoreboard first here in the second half, but they trail Middletown 34-14. That drive was really keyed by the 62-yard run by Onassis Neely, and then they get the 10-yard touchdown pass on third and goal from the 10 as the kickoff will get down to the 20-yard line. That's Mills who picks it up, running to the wide side of the field, has some room, 35-40. 45 gets hit, stays on his feet, across midfield to the East Pensboro 48-yard line.
That was big old Robert Cobb comes over, just kind of throws the shoulder into him and kind of pops him up in the air like a head-on collision. Cop goes down. Mills just bounces back off of him, picks up another 4 or 5 yards.
So for East Pennsboro to get back into this game, they need to stop Middletown at some point, and they have not been able to do that.
Yeah, and because they have Neely and still an explosive offense, the Raiders cannot let up. Offensively, they've got to keep putting the points on the board.
Double wing formation. Hughes is wide to the right side. Man in motion, that's Thompson. It's going to be a reverse give to Fox. Runs his own man over at the 42-yard line. Gets tackled at the 37-yard line. Didn't see which Middletown player ran over, but he got somebody good.
Yeah, out of my way, Brady Fox, such a competitor. Here's a guy last week, only got, a couple carries. Got a touchdown. We knew that the previous week he was having some shoulder issues. Sat him out the rest of the game last week. They wanted him fully healthy for tonight.
First and 10 from the 36 of East Pennsboro. Two receivers to the left. One to the right is Plummer. They have wing and slot to the left side. Snavely looking to throw down across the middle. That is caught by Hughes. 15, 10, 5, and dives into the end zone. Touchdown. A 36-yard touchdown pass from Snavely to Ryan Hughes, and Middletown leads it 40-14.
Snavely continues to be on with excellent precision. He's getting the time to make the pass. It was a deeper post pattern for Hughes, kind of that deeper slant, makes the nice catch, keeps running. One tackle to beat kind of drags him off with him and makes it into the diving end zone. This is just an old... awesome offense tonight. How quickly they're exploding to the end zone. And two of the touchdowns for the Raiders, I believe, were first play off of line of scrimmage, wasn't it? We know the Thompson 90-yarder was, but I think there may have been one other.
Yeah, Thompson 65-yarder was on the first play. So the Raiders will go for two here. Two receivers to either side. Snavely, shotgun. We'll take the snap, and we've got flags.
Now, there's a lot of anticipation by East Pennsboro on the line, but they're going to call against Middletown. You still go for it here. And Cuneo hasn't made any extra points, so why not keep working on that two-point conversion? You never know when you're going to have to do something back around the 8-yard line to get it in. Might have been good to run that cool play they did on the two-point conversion. On this one instead of earlier, but hey, you can't pick and choose. You'll know what's going to happen.
Line the ball up in the left hash mark here. Mills is wide, way out to the right side. Double wing formation. Fox is in the backfield. Snavely under center. It's going to be a give. No, it's going to be play action. Throwing into the end zone. Stetler catches it for the two-point conversion. Pulled everybody in to give to Fox and finds Stetler in the end zone for the two-point conversion. So we'll take timeout. 9:33 left to play in the third quarter. Middletown 42, East Penn 14 back after this in Blue Raider Sports Network.
Well, we'll keep it right here, I guess, Steve, as we have LVC football for you folks tomorrow. 12:45 LVC, 11 of Valley College up at Wilkes. I'm sorry, Kings. Same area up there, only a few miles apart. We are at Kings College, just off Interstate 81. 12:45 of the airtime tomorrow. Next week, we are at Trinity.
Middletown to kick off following the touchdown. Is going to be Stetler to boot it. It's going to be tipped up by Mason. It gets back into the hands of Emerson Myers. So we'll turn it across the 25. Kind of short of the 30-yard line. East Pennsboro will get the football there with 9:26 to play in the third quarter. Middletown leading 42-14.
Stetler makes that two-point conversion catch down the end zone. And he kicks off, I'll tell you. He's doing it all right now in this game himself with the positions he's playing. Now kicking, he's got a nice, strong, low line drive boot when he does that.
Panthers come out here, offset eye backfield. Neely is the deep man. It's going to be a pitch to him trying to run left side. It's
scoots out to the outside, picks up a block on the edge, gets to the sideline, 45, and tackled across midfield. Stetler again on the tackle there, but into Middletown territory at the 49-yard line, a gain of 22 for Neely.
The Raiders were their own worst enemy on that one. They had three guys kind of all tangle up into each other, going after Neely right near the right side of the defensive line, and Neely was able to get past them because they all kind of ran into each other.
High backfield wide to either side. Morris under center on first and 10 for East Pennsboro of the Middletown 49-yard line. Looking to throw. Quick pass out. That is caught by Mason, and he is tackled immediately. Short gain on the play. Give him maybe 4 yards to the 45.
Good focus by Mason. Looks, catches the football, looks up, and as soon as he looks up, all he sees again, like three, four blue shirts coming at him. It's like, hey, I have no blocking whatsoever over here. And there's only a gain of a few.
Actually, give him three to the 46, second down and seven. Wide to either side, offset. Actually, I'll call it a wing to the right side, the fullback. Neely deep in the backfield. Pitch goes to Neely, going right, trying to get through the hole. Middletown there defensively, and that is going to be Trey Leach making the tackle for the Raiders. Gain of only one. It'll be third down and six.
I love the reads by Trey Leach, by Blake Jacoby. Those guys have been reading the offense just right, knowing where to shoot, where to cut off, where to angle. They've been in on a lot of stops.
Third down and six. I backfield this time behind Morris. Wide to both sides. On the Middletown 45-yard line. Morris, play fake, looking to throw, looking down across the middle. It is going to be high and incomplete. Leach and Mills there defensively, and it's going to be fourth down for East Pennsbury. You have to assume they're just going to go for it, but maybe not. They're going to bring in the punt team.
Shocking. What I really like is the fact that this Middletown defense is spotting a lot of guys from the offense. Because in that defensive secondary, you've got McCoy out there defensively. Now, Mills is certainly out there, but you've got Woody out there as well. They're starting to get a lot of guys going one way. That's a key.
Cop to punt it. High kick. Mills will stay away from it, and East Pennsboro will just surround it here. And down the football at about the 18-yard line with 8:19 left to play in the third quarter. 42-14, Middletown with the lead. If they can score here and get the extra point, yeah, it could be a mercy rule situation.
Now you look at the Middletown School District from the days when it was a triple A out of 4A, and 60 guys were on the sideline, and you were able to go a lot of guys just one way. And Middletown's now a triple in a 6A. And so there are guys going to play both ways, but it's nice to see that they're able to get some other guys worked in there one way.
Split backfield, handoff goes to Thompson up the middle, trying to bounce off a tackler, but cannot do so. We'll get a few yards across 20 to the 23-yard line. It'll be a second down and six.
What's he up to now?
He's got 10 carries for 225 yards.
Yeah, you don't think he's frothing right now to get the 300 mark? He probably doesn't know. I'm sure in his mind he knows he has a lot, but man, he can run.
Second down and six. Two receivers out to the right side. Two in the backfield along with Snavely, the quarterback. It's going to be a give up the middle. Thompson spins at the 26 and falls forward to the 27.
Number seven, Taylor Thompson.
About a yard short of the first down. Gain of five.
We've watched him mature these last few years as a running back for Middletown. And I think really the big difference is going into this season now, you know, not just the speed and shooting through with the speed, his strength he's gained, but also some of these moves and that spin move he has bouncing off of people.
Third down and a yard. Split backfield. Wide to the left. Snavely under center. Handoff goes to Fox. Up the middle. Pushes forward. He's going to get the first down to the 31-yard line.
And up until this point, Middletown really hasn't had to try to grind things out. And now you see here, they are grinding. They're still able to just do that short yardage stuff and still pound out the necessary yardage. But in this game, it's been the big plays.
First down and 10, Middletown of their own 31-yard line. Again, it is 42-14 in favor of the Blue Raiders. Wide to both sides. Snavely, play fake, looking to throw. Going to dump it out to Noon, caught 40-yard line, breaks the tackle 45 and thrown out of bounds at the 48-yard line. They're going to say he steps out. But a first down, another first down for Middletown, a gain of 17.
Noon's second catch of the game, if I'm not mistaken. So smooth. He's got good size. And Snavely has mixed it up. It's not like he has that one-set receiver who he's constantly looking at and the defense can key on. He has mixed it up to where teams in the future, they're going to look at this tape and say, you don't know who he's going to pass it to. He's got so many people out there that he can go to.
Snavely, 11 of 12 now in this game. Hand off Thompson, first down. He'll cut across the midfield stripe. Gets tripped up at the 47-yard line, so a gain of 5. So now 235 yards for Thompson.
9:25 to go in the third in our other broadcast on WMSSFM.com. Central Dolphin leading 41-21 over Carlisle. Ryan Kaiser, Eric Thomas calling that one on the alternate stream.
Here at second and 5, Middletown double wing formation. Fox in the backfield, wide to the left side. Thompson in motion. It's going to be counter give to Fox and a couple of East Pennsboro defenders there. De Silva and Kopp there for the Panthers, and they stop Fox for a loss of 2 on the play.
That play never materialized.
He's brought down at the 49-yard line.
There's good penetration on the right side of the offense by East Pennsboro, and just really never got that counter play moving in this direction. A little something going on in the Middletown huddle there with Brady Fox. The players kind of had to calm him down for some reason. He's going to come off the field right now and talk to head coach Brett Myers about something.
Third down, 7 for Middletown. Just across the midfield stripe for this one. Slot left, wide right. Stetler in motion. Play fake. Snavely looking to throw. Looking to throw deep down the sideline. And Hughes makes the catch just before getting out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Great job by Hughes, knowing where he was at, running back a little bit and toward the sideline, looking down, looking at the football, making the catch, keeping the feet just in bounds on the catch before going out. He had a big touchdown a little while ago right there, another big catch. Third for him, if I'm not mistaken. For Hughes?
Yes, third one. Three catches for 68 yards. Wide out to either side on first and 10 at the East Pennsboro 30-yard line. Handoff, Fox up the middle, pushing the blockers, and gets all the way down to the 21-yard line.
He's pushing the blockers. He's pushing the defenders. Hope a ref doesn't get in his way. He'll push him out of the way, too. He's only a junior. He's back next year. Thompson making his way. We got to keep an eye on the Thompson watch to become the all-time leading rusher in Middletown history. We're going to have to find out where he's at. He could be somewhere around 400, 500 left to go.
Well, coming into this game, I had him for 424. He's got another 235 in this game, so he's rapidly going up here. Second down and 1. Handoff to Thompson up the middle. Fights for the yard he needs for the first down. He got hit in the backfield. Kind of bounced off that one, but it took all the steam away and been able to get just enough for the first down.
Don't forget, we got the All Oldies Saturday tomorrow morning, 6:30. Till noontime, only the 50s and the 60s. I've got some cool stuff tomorrow that you want to tune in for on WMSS.
3:35 to go in the third quarter, 42-14. Middletown in front here, split backfield. Handoff goes to Thompson, left side, cuts back to the middle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Late flag is thrown in, though, so hold everything here.
He got a nice block in the secondary, but was it a push in the back?
Flag on the play.
A block in the back against Middletown, or hold.
Yeah. Now, despite being up 42-14, there were a couple early calls in this game that went against the Raiders that kind of just stop things briefly that you had to scratch your head on. Right there, Thompson has a touchdown taken away from him. Not that three isn't enough, you know.
Well, Thompson gets 15 yards rushing there down to the 5 where the penalty happened. Mark it back 10 from there, so now it's 1st and 5 at the 15-yard line. Double wing formation. Fox is the man in the backfield. Thompson in motion. Play fake. Snavely looking to throw. Tosses. It is incomplete. It was in the hands. Was that Mills?
I thought it was Stetler.
No, it was Stetler. And Stetler's a little slow getting up.
He stayed with the ball. Nice attempt going down to the ground, trying to get possession while getting hit. Well, he got whacked pretty hard down there. He's going to go out the field, get a little break right now. But a nice attempt trying to hold on to that. I'll tell you, Snavely, it's been so much fun watching him, and especially his precision in this game with all of his receivers. Not getting much of a rush at all because the Raider defense has been blocking well.
Second down and 5. Split backfield. Two receivers to the right. And in motion is Fox. And the ball is fumbled. It's loose. And Middletown looks like he's going to jump on it at the 11-yard line.
Well, back around the 15, like 3-4 guys all jumped. You thought it was underneath those guys. They just laid face down, and the next thing you see, the ball squirting down another 4 yards.
I think Griffin Radabaugh got it.
I think you're right.
It's enough for a first down.
Hey, they'll take any first down every way they get it tonight. They're having a good time leading 42-14 over East Penn.
Wing and wide to the right side, split backfield, Fox and Thompson, Snavely under center, handoff, goes to Thompson, cuts back, 5, headed to the outside, and finds the end zone. Touchdown, Jalen Thompson, his 4th touchdown run of the night. He's got 261 yards rushing, and Middletown is a point away from applying the mercy rule. It's 48-14.
Well, a 2-pointer here will do it. Now, wouldn't you love that? You don't need to keep other guys out there getting banged up the rest of this game. You know, this one can end much faster than normal. And the Raiders will go for 2.
Yep. Cuneo's 0 for 3 tonight. So they will take their chances here and go for the 2. Snavely shotgun with Fox behind him to the right side. Leach goes in motion to the right. Going to be a handoff right up the middle. Fox lunges for the end zone, and he's got it. And we've got a 50-burger on the board. We'll take timeout. 2:40 left to play in the third quarter. It is Middletown 50. East Pennsboro 14 back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have 2 locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Well, Middletown has 50 on the board here tonight, 50-14 over East Pennsboro, as we will be under the mercy rule for the rest of the game.
Last year they lost 42-20. They're making it up tonight.
Kickoff gets down to Emerson Myers at the 15-yard line. He is in trouble, gets to the sideline of 25, and finally hit by a few Middletown tacklers at the 30-yard line. So the East Pennsboro offense comes out here down a bunch.
I'll tell you, Mills is only 5'9", 165 pounds. But when he hits you, man, he's hitting you like a 230-pound guy. Right there, just kind of leans right into him, puts a shoulder up, and pow. You can tell the fans are loving us. I mean, all night tonight, going nuts, cheering, laughing, loving the plays. The energy that Middletown has displayed tonight, as we said earlier, they've been one of the best first halves I've seen in Middletown football history.
First down and 10 for East Pennsboro, 30-yard line. It's going to be Neely in the Wildcat, just keeping it himself, going up the middle and only getting a yard. I do think that, if nothing else, everybody was put on notice here tonight.
Yeah.
Middletown winning the first game against Lower Dauphin. You know what that meant to this team, what that meant to this program, because it's been such a thorn in Middletown's side for so long. But we walked into that game knowing Lower Dauphin was beatable. They lost a lot, total coaching change. Then we had, you can say, two easy opponents. This was the test. This was the test. You have an East Pennsboro 3-0 team coming in, and Middletown's blowing their doors off here.
Yeah, they really are.
Morris under center, Neely in the backfield. It's going to be a quick pass out to Mason. Gets a block on the outside, gets to the sideline. He's going to be close to a first down.
Pass is complete, number 80.
But again, now we're in mercy rule, which means that client, even though he gets out of bounds, clock's going to keep going, change position, timeout, whatever, it will stop. But
he's brought down at the 40-yard line.
Otherwise,
it'll be first down.
Well, this one's going to go quick now here in the second half. We thought it would have been that way last week, but Wes Perry decided to have a 15-minute tack on to the halftime show.
Yeah, that was not,
that was bad.
That was not merciful for us.
No.
High backfield, wide to either side. Morris under center, takes a snap. And Neely up the middle, gets 4 yards.
Number 12
to the 44.
Well, East Pennsboro's focus now will be, you know, trying to finish this season strong, try to get themselves into the 4A playoffs. Now, does 4A only take four teams, or are they going?
They get eight.
They get eight, okay. You know, so obviously that's going to be their goal to try to. You know,
now and one loss in division doesn't eliminate you entirely. So they still have a lot to play for. Neely in the backfield slips, trying to make a cut, and he's going to lose a yard this time.
Number 12, Onassis Neely.
Middletown again, as we've emphasized in Triple A, and some of those teams we've been trying to keep eyes on in Triple A this season. Wire Missing, Bermudian Springs,
Littlestown. They actually, I think the newspaper just released the rankings after 3 weeks. Littlestown is just ahead of Middletown. Littlestown does not play tonight. They play tomorrow. They play York State Tech.
I get the feeling there's going to be a lot of changes in next week's paper.
I believe so. We have reached the end of three quarters. We'll take timeout. Our score after three, it's Middletown 50. East Pennsboro, 14, back in the fourth quarter after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Start of the fourth quarter here with Middletown leading East Pennsboro 50-14. Play fake for Morris. Rolling her out, looking to throw, looking deep down the middle, and it's incomplete. We've got flags thrown in the direction of Jonah McCoy and Tyre Mills.
Well, they had Orr and Freeze were running next to each other, and it was McCoy who had to come in through the pile at the very end.
There's another flag back here as well.
At midfield, yeah.
So, let's see what all this business is. Ineligible downfield, which we keep seeing East Pennsboro do. Pass interference, Middletown. The penalty's offset. It'll be replay the down.
And the clock keeps ticking.
And the clock keeps moving.
Penalties offset one another.
Hey, last week, thanks to everyone who came out to the Middletown Homes Pumpkin Festival on Sunday. Now, if you missed Royalton's 125th birthday...
You didn't.
You didn't. Don't worry about it. It's this Sunday. because it was threatening weather. They were calling for possible thunderstorms Sunday. So what's going on Sunday, Steve?
Yeah, so it's going to be a motorcycle ride at noon, I believe. And then they're going to be a car show. They're going to have ice cream down there. They're going to have some speakers, all to celebrate the 125th year anniversary of the Borough of Royalton. Play fake on third down and eight. Morris running for his life in the backfield. Now finds some room over on the side and throws it, and it is caught for a first down in Middletown territory. That is Adam Orr, who gets it at the 42.
Good catch. Well, McCoy made him pay for making that catch because he just barreled into him from behind right after he made that catch. And that's down at Kiwanis Park in Royalton, right off 441, for those of you not familiar with Royalton, or shall I say, Rolton?
You don't live there.
So I don't live there.
You can't say Rolton.
I'm close, though.
I live there. I can say Rolton. First down and 10. And we've got movement up front here. Looks like Middletown jumped off sides the way the flags are thrown. It will be.
Off sides on Middletown.
Right on the other side of the creek. It's Rolton.
Right. And I said that one time on some of my commercial radio stations on. They all looked at me weird. And I'm like, well, growing up in Middletown, that's what we've always said. We said down at the creek.
Yeah.
Don't call it the creek. We call it the creek.
First down and five following the offsides against Middletown. Wide of both sides. Quick pass. Morris caught Orr, and he stopped immediately. But enough for the first down. Down to the 30-yard line. Gain of seven.
Now, they're not getting the big plays, but, you know, I think right now they're trying to establish at least mixing up some different short plays that are going to get them some yardage, keep moving the sticks. We know the clock's going to keep moving because it is mercy rule.
First down and 10, eye backfield, wide to both sides. Peyton Morris, play fake, rolls out, looking to throw. Will throw into traffic, throws behind the receiver, incomplete. Looks like what Todd Studer's doing here is giving his quarterback some time, giving him some work.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just handing it off to Neely. They're seeing what his quarterback can do in the passing game.
Yeah, because we know Neely can run the Wildcat if he has to, and we know that he can run the football. But look, they're not going to come back from 50 to 14. This game inevitably is over right now, but, you know, we're going to play it out. And Middletown isn't going to let up whatsoever. They've got the starters out there, and they're going to keep putting it on. They're going to get four full quarters in of good work here.
High backfield, wide to both sides. Handoff goes to Neely this time, and he is going to be run over. Corbin Stettler with the helmet in the breadbasket and just drops him for no gain.
Yeah, you don't see Neely going down like that very often. Ouch. I put a Band-Aid on him right now because Stellar just came in and leveled it.
By the way, John, I did do some homework and looked up the last time Middletown had back-to-back shutouts since it was in question last week.
Right, we were wondering about that.
And it was 1995, week 6 and 7, Palmyra 28-0, followed by CD East 35-0.
Hmm.
The game after that, I'll tell you here in a minute.
All right.
Third and 10, play fake in the backfield, pass out in the flats to Myers, and he's able to get, give him 7-8 yards. It'll be fourth down and two. But after that back-to-back shutouts was Middletown at Lower Dolphin the year they made the state final in Quad A.
In 95.
And Middletown's come to overtime 7-7, and it was a double overtime game. Lower Dolphin won 21-14.
Wow. And the Falcons lost in the state championship in Quad A that year.
Yep. Fourth down and two. Eye backfield, wide to both sides. It's going to be a pass. Morris looks to throw, and it's incomplete. It was a little short of the intended receiver. Mason and Middletown will take over on down.
Well, you can see why they're working on this passing game right now, because it certainly stands to have some improvement. Morris right there had a receiver. Just a quick little five-yard button hook. Just a little hitch, and it was well underthrown. Those are ones in games you got to get that first down.
So with this win, Middletown will have the 33rd win in the series against East Pennsboro, where Middletown will now be 33-9-1. Middletown only has more wins against two teams. See if you can figure them out. Probably asked you this last year, but we'll do it again with that. Handoff goes to Fox on first down. Up the middle, bounces to the outside. 30, 35, 40. Midfield. Gets a block from Thompson. Down the sideline. 30, back to the middle of the field. 25, 20. Still on his feet and tackled down at the 14-yard line.
Now, how close is he to 200?
He's not close to,
okay.
to 200.
What's scary, though, is he's down right now and has not gotten up yet. I don't know if he's cramping up. That may be what the problem is. I think you're going to see him. Yeah, he's cramping up. I think you're going to see him being done for the game after this one. Because when you're the head coach and you see your starters all of a sudden just go down, even no matter how simple it is, it's like, okay, that's it. Don't need anyone else hurt. And you can see a lot of the guys now coming into the huddle for Middletown, second team.
Fox still down there. Definitely appears to be a cramping situation. That's the danger you have of letting the letting him out there with, especially with a 50-14 score.
He's up. He's okay. All right. So what was your trivia question again?
Middletown has beaten two teams more than East Pennsboro now in the history of Middletown football. 33 wins here. This is the 33rd tonight against East Pennsboro.
I'll say Hershey's one of them.
And I believe that to be incorrect. Hershey was tied with East Pennsboro at 32 coming into the night.
I'll say Milton Hershey.
No.
Now I'm in left field.
First down and 10 for Middletown at the 15-yard line. And in motion, that is going to be Truesdale trying to turn the corner and get a few yards.
Oh, I think I know.
Okay.
Mechanicsburg. And the second one would be...
Yeah, Mechanicsburg is second now with 34 wins against Mechanicsburg over the years.
And there's some of our old-timers out there listening, probably shouting out, Susquehanna Township.
Still on the schedule. Team, we have had a lot
of... Oh, still on the schedule.
Yep. Team, we have had a lot of success back in the day for sure. Antonio Gamble gets the give on second down, headed to the outside, and he's going to be wrestled out of bounds down inside the 5 to the 4.
Well, it's not Trinity, because that wouldn't be long enough. Wouldn't be Steel High, obviously.
No, God.
And our success against them has not been that good over the years. So we're down now. Oh, it's Paul Myra.
It's Paul Myra.
I totally forgot about Paul Myra in our league.
38 wins against Palmer.
Yeah, because for years there they were down.
And in the backfield is Botterbush. He's going to get the give, trying to push forward, pushes the pile down to the
number 17,
the 3-yard line.
And you know, last week that second team defense gave up the shutout to West Perry. This second team offense wants to put a few more on the board. Say, hey, you guys gave us fireworks last year at East Pennsboro. Enjoy these fireworks. It's been a good battle over many years against this East Pennsboro team. The days of Mickey Schuler and son Mickey Schuler. I think he might be an assistant coach, if I'm not mistaken, on the staff. But a lot of history against the Panthers.
Split backfield. Same goal at the 3. Handoff. That is... Actually, that's going to be Edwin Figueroa with the carry. He will lose 2 yards back to the 5-yard line.
He's brought down at the 6-yard line.
So third and goal now at the 6. Don't forget, we've got LVC football for you tomorrow. Obviously, we're not seeing Thompson the rest of this game. We're not going to see Fox. We're not going to see Snavely. Those guys all... Admirable game.
Ash is the quarterback. He'll hand it off. Botterbush up the middle. Has a hole pushing his way. And he is going to be just short of the goal line.
I wonder what they'll do here, Steve.
Stop at the 1-yard line.
I'd send Cuneo in to try to kick a field goal.
No, they're going to take this into the end zone, or at least attempt to. I say you go back to Botterbush again. He's been making some nice runs. Hey, look, as I told you early in the broadcast, You know, you win a big game like this, coach's still going to find a few things to pick on. He's gonna break that tape. You want your team to be the most optimal, the best they can be.
You have a fumbled snap?
No, I think he tried to dive forward and just dive down.
He just dives into the ground, does Ash. So East Pennsboro will take over on downs here at their own one-yard line.
Where it'll be a turnover on down.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked he's still out there. Here's one of your key players on a team. You are not going to win this game. You are so far out of it. It's not about improving now. You should not be risking him getting gang tackled by Middletown.
No, absolutely not. Not in a game like this.
No.
You can have him out there, but I wouldn't be giving him the football. You work on the passing game here. Morris will do so. Passes down the flat to Myers. He's going to run across the whole field, going back and slips at the 40-yard line. We're gaining 10 yards and a first down.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that Coach Studer would do that.
Brought down at the 40-yard line.
But it's not like he has a big, giant sideline of players he can also go to, but it doesn't matter. This game's out of reach now. Raiders have their second team in. Put your second team in. Let your guys come home, lick their wounds, and get ready for next week's game.
Yeah, more importantly, you just don't want to see a guy like Neely get hurt.
No.
In a game like this.
No, you don't.
Quick pass out to Mason. That's caught. Game of about 3. And the clock continues to wind here. A minute left. In the ball game, 50-14, Middletown. Going to be 4-0 on the season. Second down and 7. 5 wide here. Morris in the shotgun. Middletown putting the pressure on. He has to roll to the left side now. Looks to run, and he's going to be out of bounds after a gain of 5 yards.
Number 10, Peyton Morris.
Well, stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have all the interviews and action from down on the field.
That's where John Wilsbach will start heading. Third down and 2. One more snap of the football here if East Pennsboro wants to do so. They will have Morris send Neely out into the flats here. 5 seconds to go. Morris looking downfield. Now he'll just pass it off to Neely. Neely across midfield, headed towards the sideline, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line, and that is it. Our final score, Middletown 50, East Pennsboro 14. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Welcome back to Middletown's War Memorial Field. Steve Leedy in the press box. John Wilsbach is down on the field. And we'll take it right now down to John with Coach Myers.
distracted by some of the press with Brady Fox. So we're also going to try to get Jalen Thompson out here. In the meantime, Damara Parker is rounding him up. So, good win for this Middletown team. Coach Brett Myers, big win for this team. You guys executed from the beginning of this game offensively
guys,
and defensively.
Don't interview him without me. Sorry, John.
That's all right, Coach. We're going to have Thompson come over here and interview him as well. From start to finish, this team played great, and you've got to be very happy right now with how they execute.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, our kids played hard. And, you know, I mean, they worked really hard all week. They worked hard all week in practice, you know, and our kids got what they deserved here, and which is, you know, a hard-fought victory with some good kids.
Well, let's talk about the game plan, because as a coaching staff, you guys figured out what to do. You stopped Neely. For the most part, their offense, you shut them down?
Yeah, I mean, we got a really, really good, you know, coaching staff that works really hard. You know, Coach Ortiz put a great plan together, but it was to put our kids in a place to, you know, to be successful. And in the end, our kids got it done on the field. I mean, has a lot more to do with them than us.
Well, we give the credit to the running backs. We give the credit to the line. Full team effort, offense and defense. And then you got a guy like Thompson, four touchdowns, 261 yards. But again, just part of the whole mix of the success tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, our running backs both are really special kids, and you get to see that tonight, you know, and, you know, all the hard work they put in the off season, you know, it's paying off.
I'm sure there's still always a few little things the coaches didn't like about this game, and I know you'll probably get back to work and one game at a time, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we put the ball on the ground tonight one time too many. And with that, you know, led to some points, and we got to keep working, you know, to improve because, you know, come Monday, this game really isn't that important.
Congratulations.
Thanks, John.
Brett Myers. Now we got Jalen Thompson. As you heard me, 261 yards. One of those, a 90-yarder. And you were seeing it well, and the guys were blocking for you, weren't they?
Yes, very, very good. I want to thank my O-line and thank God for blessing over us and keeping us. And I thank my O-line for blocking hard because I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
I'll tell you, between you and Brady and Snavely was just on with his passing tonight. That kind of mixed their defense up. They didn't know where the ball was going, did they?
No, sir.
Now, when you get a game like this, how is it for you? Do you savor it, enjoy it for the night, and then forget about it the next day, or you just keep on going game by game?
We just keep going game by game. Take it easy. We have to forget about this on Monday. Enjoy it for the weekend, but then we got to get back to work on Monday, get ready for our next game.
Congratulations. Another big game for you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Jalen Thompson, back up to you, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, John. As, again, Middletown victorious here tonight by a score of 50-14. We'll take a quick look at the post-game statistics here. First for East Pennsboro, Ernest Neely, leading rusher, 20 carries, 158 yards, one touchdown. Also, Matthew Danner, one carry for 1 yard. Noel Andrew, one for minus one. Peyton Morris, two carries for a loss of 1 yard. Receiving, Tyler Mason, five catches for 36 yards. Trent Fries, two for 33. Actually, make it three for 44 and a touchdown. Adam Moore, two for 22. Emerson Myers, two for 18. Ernest Neely, two for four. Peyton Morris, quarterback for East Pennsboro, 13 of 19, 107 yards, and a touchdown pass. Nick Caroli threw one pass that was caught for 14 yards. Team totals for East Pennsboro, 24 carries, 157 on the ground, 121 through the air, sacked twice for a loss of 22, 256 yards of total offense for East Pennsboro here tonight. And that 256 yards of offense was outdone by Jalen Thompson. 15 carries, 261 yards, four touchdowns for Middletown here tonight. Brady Fox, 12 for 123 and two touchdowns. We also had Abel Botterbush, 2 for 7. Antonio Gamble, 1 for 6. Kyle Truesdale, 1 for 3. Edwin Figueroa, 1 for -2. Receiving, Ryan Hughes, 3 catches for 68 yards and a touchdown. Trey Leach, 3 for 21. Terry Mills, 2 for 24. Malik Noon, 2 for 31. Corbin Stetler, 1 for 14. Brady Fox, 1 for 11. Chase Snavely, very efficient tonight. 12 of 14, 167 yards, and a touchdown. Team totals for Middletown, 32 rushes tonight for 398 yards, 167 through the air. That is 565 yards of total offense for Middletown here tonight. Scoring recap, I'll just briefly run them down. Brady Fox, 4-yard touchdown run. Then Fox with a 19-yard touchdown run. Both missed extra points. It was 12-0 Middletown. Then East Pennsboro got on the board early in the second quarter. Onassis Neely, 12-yard touchdown run. Wilkes extra point made it 12-7, and the game was certainly still in the balance. But Middletown quickly with three touchdowns late in the second quarter. Jalen Thompson, after East Pennsboro scored, first play, boom, 65 yards for the touchdown run. Then a save lead to Fox, two-point conversion, made it 20-7. Then Thompson with a 12-yard run, a Leach to Noon pass on the two-point conversion, made it 28-7. Then Thompson, a 90-yard touchdown run, kick failed. It was 34-7 at halftime. Then early in the second quarter, Trent Freeze, 10-yard pass from Morris. Wilkes extra point made it 34-14. And maybe East Pennsboro wasn't done, but Middletown quickly responded. Hughes, a 36-yard reception from Snavely early in the third, and then later in the third quarter, Thompson with a 10-yard run. All the extra points made were two-point conversions for Middletown here tonight. They were 4-for-4 going for two here this evening, and they win this one by a score of 50-14. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll run over the out-of-town scoreboard. Again, our final score here tonight, it was Middletown 50, East Pennsboro 14. Back one final time after this here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raiders sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
The Middletown home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Back at Middletown's War Memorial Field, John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, DeMar Parker with you, our studio producer Owen Hedder. What a fantastic game tonight for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Just annihilating these East Penn team. I mean, picking them apart. 50-14, the final score. And East Pennsboro, still with a lot of season left for them. They can climb back in, at least stay in the hunt in the division and also in Quad A. But Middletown tonight, leaving the exclamation point after this one, showing everyone after last week's thumping of West Perry and then Northern before that, Lower Dauphin, that this Middletown team is for real. We told you about it before the season. This team is for real. We knew it could be a great season, and thus far they have proven they can be. Staying healthy obviously will be the key, and keep doing what they're doing. And Middletown right now 4-0 on the season.
We remind you, we've got LVC football tomorrow at 12:45 of the airtime up at King's College. Next Friday, we are at Trinity, 6:40 with the airtime. And currently, our Brian Kaiser and Eric Thomas broadcasting on the alternate stream game on WMSSFM.com. Last we had Central Dolphin leading Carlisle in that one. We'll get an updated score here shortly. Those guys are on the alternate stream once our broadcast is over with. We've got the Oldie Saturday tomorrow morning, 6:30, bright and early till noontime. So make sure you check that out. And, of course, you heard Earl Bright at halftime talking about homecoming coming up the weekend of October 21st, 22nd. Look for the newsletter coming out in the next few days in your mailbox for those of you who get that. And some great things ahead for the Middletown Blue Raiders. So I think we're going to get as much as we can score-wise, and Steve has all the updates.
Yeah, with this being a mercy rule game and going pretty quickly here in the fourth quarter, we don't have a lot of final scores. So we'll go over what we got here. Final scores from the mid-pen. We have Cumberland Valley over Chambersburg 62-7. That one also a mercy rule game, as was this one. McDevitt 64, Hershey to 6. No surprises in either of those. Last score we had over from Carlisle was 55-21, Central Dolphin leading Carlisle. We also have Harrisburg leading Central Dolphin East 28-10, that in the fourth quarter. Redland has taken the lead on Susquehanna Township with 3 field goals. It is 9-8 in favor of the Patriots in that one. Cedar Cliff is beating Lower Dolphin 35-6, that is in the fourth quarter. Another fourth quarter score we have here, Shippensburg over Waynesboro, 24-21. In the Capital Division, again, Camp Hill and Palmyra were off tonight. No score from Trinity Boiling Springs, but we did have Milton Hershey pretty much beating up Steel High, 27-7. That was a second quarter score. That was the last we had from there. Looking at some of the other leagues down York Way, final scores we have there. Bermudian beat Hanover 37-9. York Suburban over Kennedale 42-6. Southwestern beat New Oxford 50-6. York Catholic over Delone Catholic 42-7. Fourth quarter scores. Big Spring leads Northern 28-21. Actually a mid-pen score. Fairfield over Biglerville 29-12. I believe that one has gone final. Northeastern over Central York 27-21. That's fourth quarter. These are all fourth quarter now. Dallastown over Spring Grove 23-14. Eastern York over West York 27-10. Gettysburg leads Dover 21-12. And third quarter, Twin Valley leads Susquehannock 35-28. Switching over to Lancaster Lebanon League. Anvil Cleona leads Elko 27-21. Final, Cedar Crest over Ephrata 49-16. Other final scores here, Cocalico beat Elizabethtown 35-21. E-Town actually led 21-20 in that game, but 15 points in the fourth quarter for Cocalico to win it. Manheim Central destroyed Lampeter Strasburg tonight 69-14. Now fourth quarter scores in the LL. Penn Manor over Lebanon 41-6. Northern Lebanon over Pequay Valley 40-13. Conestoga Valley leads McCaskey 37-21. We have Manheim Township leading Hempfield 26-3. Berks Catholic leads Lancaster Catholic 42-21. And Garden Spot leads Solanco 54-31. Also, Wilson struggling with Warwick tonight 14-10. That is also in the fourth quarter. And down the Franklin-Fulton way, we have Greencastle Antrim beating West Perry tonight 35-21. Mifflin County beat up on poor James Buchanan 61-0. Oh. Wow.
Hey, you feel bad for them every year. Every year you feel bad for Jimmy Buck.
I think with the win, with Fairfield's win, I think they're 4-0.
Wow.
You don't see that. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No. Well, we certainly had a blast doing this game. You know, it's very rare that when you have two good teams playing each other that you get such a dominating performance by a team, and Middletown certainly did that.
And I actually thought Middletown would win this game tonight, and that was based on a common opponent. It was West Perry. East Pennsboro beat
West Perry 39-7. But they beat them 39-7 in 48 minutes. 48 minutes. 12 times 4, right. Middletown basically beat West Perry 35-0 in 24 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, West Perry was in that game in the first half. They were able to score a couple touchdowns in the first half. And just looking at that, I thought that Middletown was in no danger of really surrendering anything to West Perry, aside from maybe one drive they had in the first half. And that was it. So I thought Middletown had the advantage here tonight. I didn't know it was going to be this emphatic, but the bottom line was Middletown offense was rolling here, and when Thompson is running the way that he did and Brady, and then the X factor coming into the year, we knew Middletown was going to have a good rushing attack, but with Snavely throwing the ball as well as he did tonight, and all of his passes were pinpoint. He had two incompletions, and they were on the money.
Right.
They were just good defensive plays. So he did really well. I think Middletown did a good job last week of getting him into the flow of the passing offense. And because Middletown did throw some passes last week in the first half against West Perry, kind of to get everything settled for him, and I think it paid off here tonight. And Chase Snavely had a great game. As good as Thompson was with his running tonight, I'm most impressed tonight with the way that Snavely threw the ball. All of his throws were on the money. Middletown's passing attack, if that's there, the rushing attack's there, this is going to be a very difficult team to deal with trying to stop them from scoring.
I was impressed with almost every aspect of this Middletown game tonight. Defensively, just amazing how well they pursued, how well they shut down the lanes, how well they took care of Neely, gave him nothing most of the night. So, offensive, defensive, just fantastic for Middletown. Something to build on. 4-0 now on the season. East Penn 3-1. We're back on the air next Friday night at Trinity, 6:40 with the airtime, and tomorrow afternoon, LVC up at King's College, 12:45. We're breaking away. You can check out our other stream if you're listening online. And Central Dolphin still battling Carlisle. You know that post-game show will go forever with Eric and Brian, and we'll wrap ours up here. So for DeMar Parker, Owen Hederer, for Steve Leedy, this is John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Middletown 50, East Pennsboro 14, and you heard it on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, with kids in mind, the Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Homestead Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, and Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.